Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
So after we take the mug shots, we bring them on down here where they wait to be interviewed by the arresting officer. Trust me, kids, you do not want to be sitting on these benches. We call this place Loserville.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
He's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean,
is he all there? Like, mentally?
I think so. He's just an odd guy. Kind of weird.
I mean, should we be worried?
No.
Paul Perillo.
Don't forget your Rogaine.
Rogaine. Check.
And don't forget to use it. I can totally tell when you forget your hair just looks thinner.
Using of the Rogaine. Check.
And Andy. And Andy?
Get the part so close? Yeah, what's wrong? Shouldn't be here.
Andy Hart.
Why is that? I'm not supposed to be within 200 feet of a school.
What?
Or Chuck E. Cheese.
Eric Scalavino.
You guys might not know this, but I consider myself a bit of a loner. I tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack.
For now, anyway.
But 6 months ago, I thought, wait a second, could it be? And now I know for sure, I just added to my wolf pack. Four of us wolves running around the desert together, looking for strippers.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Hey guys, you ready to let the dogs out?
What?
Do what?
Let the dogs out.
You know, who let the dogs out?
Who? Yes, we are ready to let the dogs out.
Who let the dogs out?
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. Everybody's here. We are just coming off rookie minicamp. It is Tuesday at Gillette Stadium. It is beautiful out. So beautiful, I call my pool guy. I said, move up that pool date, that opening date. I did. I did that.
And you found what inside the pool?
I found a snake.
Really? Yeah. Not an anaconda, mind you.
A big
like
snake.
Like a garden snake?
Yeah, but a big...
Anaconda didn't want none.
Of that, you know, of that ilk, this is one of the bigger garden snakes I've ever seen.
Baby God.
Yeah.
Like...
It was probably not quite 3 feet, but more than two.
And it was living in your pool?
Well, it was swimming around. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, welcome to PFW in Progress. You got a lot of Patriots to talk about, not just my backyard endeavors.
Fred Snake.
Web radio at patriots.com is the email address, 508-543-7482. Andy, Paul, Eric's here. Doc's in the booth. We got William Roeder coming, one of our listeners who's buying us lunch from Bar Louie, but he'll be here a little later, I guess. I don't know. Where's William Roeder from? Do we know?
The Midwest, Doc? Colorado, somewhere out that region, Arizona.
Got nothing.
Huh?
Okay, not surprised by that.
Somewhere in the Rocky Mountain time zone, I think.
Well, he'll be joining us later, but Patriots just got off their rookie mini camp, and we were all there for some or all.
Most of us.
I was there for both days. You know,
you weren't there the first day.
What's his first day?
I was out there the first
practice. The only practice I went to, you weren't there.
Oh, the
Friday
morning.
Yeah, but he
was
there in the afternoon. You both did a 1-1.
Okay.
Was it all four practices?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
still,
Eric looked pretty lonely here on Saturday.
Somehow we'll know the least of any of us about the players.
Was there an afternoon practice on Saturday, too?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just came for the morning.
Hey, at least I knew the practices that I blew off.
So, Eric, why are you hanging here? I'm out of here. Is that what Fred said as he left?
No, he didn't say anything.
Just left?
Yeah, he just left.
Yeah.
Turned around to say something to him. He was gone.
So, anyway, you know, not a lot to report back in terms of, you know, insight on how well these guys might do. But it was good just to see them out there running around getting.
What are you hiccuping?
He hasn't even eaten anything.
You haven't had anything to drink.
Getting acquainted with the Patriots system, how they do things.
Right.
I'm sure they got
right.
The first peek into somewhat of a playbook. But I don't think they're allowed to take it with them, right? They have to leave it here.
I don't know if they have a.
Why would
they have to leave it here?
For some reason, I think they don't take the playbook with them until the first mandatory one in June.
Well, they are given some sort of homework, though, like as far as
right
drills they have to do or conditioning or
right
areas they have to work on. I don't know specifically about the the playbook itself.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I think
I can go online and get it downloaded from a couple years ago.
I think the rookies, I think they would be able to get. I mean, maybe they don't get the actual playbook, their actual playbook, but they have to get something.
Yeah,
I think you're thinking back several years ago. We had Eric Warfield, who did not come here for the offseason program and therefore did not receive his playbook. And that was one of his bones of contention. When training camp rolled around, he said he was behind, and one of the reasons for that was he didn't have a chance to get in the playbook because they wouldn't give it to him.
I'd be a little bit wary of handing these guys the playbook after just having them on the team for a few days. And having them walk out of here with that.
Hey, you might be right.
Type of sensitive
maybe
material.
They could be. Maybe yeah. they maybe they don't do that. You might be right. I'm not.
But isn't that always wouldn't that always be an issue?
Yeah, every year I wouldn't do
no,
it.
No, I mean like all the time. Whether it's June, July,
I think
May,
once,
April.
Once they're signed a contract and they're under your employ and all that stuff, might be a little different.
Oh, the draft picks are under your employ now. I mean, they're not signed, but they're not going anywhere. Yeah. They can't go anywhere else.
Plus, some of the guys have. I mean, the undrafted free agents are under
your
employ.
Well, they are. Yeah, they are signed.
But they're the most likely to not be under your employ once the season starts.
July. So, that's why I'm not dismissing Fred's point. I think there might be some funny regulations that they follow with that stuff. And they might make them come back for the OTAs. You know, what is it, 2 weeks, Eric, in your story I read?
Two weeks
or the graduation date.
Yeah, whichever's later.
Whatever's later. Mm-hmm. Maybe when they come back then, that's when they get their
Will we have access to those stuff. OTAs?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll have maybe not every single one
partial
of them.
Partial access.
Yeah, we'll have partial access to some of it.
At least some, I believe, of every one.
And I believe those dates are in the issue of Patriots Football Weekly, which is on newsstands today.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right, yeah.
12 dates that we know of. I don't know them all off the top of my head.
Out of a possible 14.
Eight. Right.
They only did 12, though. Yeah, it's the next one is at the end of the month.
Right.
And so those are not open. Those are not open to the public, by the way.
So
not open to fans.
Our post PFW is printed and on newsstands. You can get your copy. Call 1-800-494-PATS or go to pfwonline.com. We need to do that more. We need to let people know.
You're the host.
How they can get us
and the
PFW
boss.
In progress.
How they can get our paper.
You just did.
1-800-494-PATS. Good issue.
Great issue.
In-depth coverage of every pick the Patriots made, all 12 picks.
I think that's our busiest week of the year,
no
is post-draft week.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only time that I ever feel as busy as that is Super Bowl week.
Wow. Yeah.
It's the only time that compares.
Yeah.
I mean, even during the heart of training camp, I don't feel as frazzled as I do post-draft trying to get in touch with
especially
the coaches.
Especially with the 12 picks.
Get the profiles done.
Like we've had the last 2 years.
Yeah. 07 was easy because you only had a few picks.
Well,
Here comes
anyway.
Here comes all our food. Wow,
a whole cast of characters,
people.
I think it's time for a break.
people are walking in.
Fred's flustered already.
Web he radio is. At patriots.com.
That's got nothing to do with the people. In
that's
the room.
True.
508-543-7482. So, what did you think? Who stood out?
You can answer that. It's one guy. Number 87.
Oh, God. Would you stop?
Well,
my love affair continues. Rob Gronkowski.
Andy's in love with a tight end.
Let's put it this way. Gronkowski did
nothing.
Wouldn't
be the first time.
Gronkowski did nothing to dismiss what everyone hoped he would be.
He looked smooth running his routes, and his hands look natural.
He's
that's
big,
what he sold as.
Good hands.
Powerful.
Smart out there.
Yep.
Didn't get yelled at.
And he actually made up for... The one negative I had on him coming out of the draft was I thought he came off as kind of a DB on his conference call with the whole that's in the past, which clearly all the rookies were told. But because of his back injury, I think he said it more than anyone. He even was a little more playful with that line of questioning, and that's in the past, but he said it with a smile and was more playful.
Right.
I think he is a stud in the making. I really do. I think Brady's going to fall in love with him like I have.
Some of the reports I heard, you know.
I don't think it's possible for him to fall in love with him.
Do
as
you guys
much
need
as
a little alone time?
He does. He's in love with the tight end.
Some of the reports I had about other teams' boards had him ranked higher, some even off the board because of the medical issue. If you're a team in the NFL and Gronkowski turns out to be a stud without any problems with the back, do you fire your medical staff?
Fire?
Or
no.
Really second-guess them every time?
I would call them on the carpet and said, what the is going on?
I would definitely second-guess them.
But I think you could say the same thing about Sergio Kindle and other guys. I mean, every year there are lists of guys that is the case.
And listen, there's also, in my opinion, a difference between taking off the board and dropping him. Because I think Gronkowski dropped a little bit. And I think you would have dropped in my mind.
I don't think he dropped all that far. So, all the projections we saw had him going in the second round.
Yeah, because he was coming off back surgery. This is my point.
But he was dropped all along, is Paul's point.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Throughout the process. From day one, off no season, back injury, making himself eligible.
If he played last year and did what he did,
then he would have been a first round pick.
Surefire first round pick. You know? But I have no problem. I think that's right. I think there is some concern there, and maybe you don't want to invest a first round pick in that. But I think there's a difference, like I said, between that and taking him completely off the board. Same thing with Kindle.
Which I don't understand why anyone would ever take anyone completely off the board.
Right.
Because if you get a first-round talent in the sixth round.
In the seventh round and he never plays it down for you?
Right. You're not losing anything.
Who cares?
All right. We're going to take a quick break.
You're going to have to take a break.
We're going
to
get to know our guests and introduce them when we come back from the break. And so let's do that. We'll be right back.
When the boss says it.
For those that want Patriot Talk with other talk radio stations are talking other stuff, go to patriots.com and listen to PFW in Progress.
You have to do it. PFW in Progress on American Airlines Patriots.com radio. The 75th NFL Draft may be over, but the Patriots Pro Shop has everything to get you geared up for the 2010 season. The Patriots Pro Shop has the widest selection of Patriots gear anywhere, including many items that you can't get anywhere else. Be the first to get the 2010 Draft hat that you saw the NFL's newest players wear on draft day at the Patriots Pro Shop. Can't get to the stadium? Log on to PatriotsProShop.com and get your Pats merchandise directly from the source. You'll know it's authentic when you purchase from PatriotsProShop.com because your item will be shipped directly from Gillette Stadium. With a huge selection of Patriots items for men, women, kids, and infants, the Patriots Pro Shop has something for everyone. The Patriots Pro Shop at Gillette Stadium is open year-round Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Or shop 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop. If you were any closer, you'd be in the locker room.
Just found out American Airlines flies to more than 250 cities in 40 countries. That's a lot of flying. So basically, that's 250 different things that I can put on my out-of-office auto reply. Why, I could say, island hopping in Hawaii, returning Friday. This is going to be fun. Better yet, swimming with whale sharks in Cancun back on... Wait, that sounds dangerous. Oh, I know. How about samba dancing in Rio back on Monday? Wish you were here. Well, not really. But with flights to over 250 cities in 40 countries, it's easy to get wherever I want to go on American. Even if it just happens to be sales meeting in Des Moines back tomorrow.
What will you put on your out-of-office reply? 250 cities, 40 countries, unlimited possibilities. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Okay, so to recap, these are last year's sales results, and here's how we stand now. I need some clutch players who can get us some numbers up on the board. Ted.
Yes, sir.
In the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter.
We've come from behind in the fourth quarter before. Ted.
What?
I need you here in the shotgun. Put on this helmet.
It's a garbage can.
Do it.
But it's dark in here.
Susan!
Yes?
What? You're going to reverse right and then break left at the cubicle.
What?
I am.
Let's go!
Mr. Krevelin?
That was awkward.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
You can take the trash can off now.
What?
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services and Bank of America and a member of PIC. Copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
Hello?
Patriots, PFW in progress.
PFW in progress on Patriots.com with Jake Steele, Portly Paul Perillo, Eric Scalavino, and Andy the Idiot Hart. Online and out of bounds at Patriots.com.
All right, back here in PFW in progress. William Roeder is, in fact, in the house from Rocky Mount, North Carolina. You've probably heard his emails. He came with his dad, Harold, right? And
But he's doing something we often wish Eric would do and choose not to speak.
Well, no, he's a little shy. He says he doesn't want to come on, which is fine. That's okay. But we thank him anyway and for listening. And he had an interesting fact. His wife is from Tasmania, Australia, which, as the crow flies, if you draw a straight line, it's about as far away from the United States as you can get in the world.
I say the crow wouldn't make it.
So
I say the crow'd be dead, long dead.
So he holds the record for listening from the furthest point in the world from where we now stand. So that's interesting. Tasmania, Australia.
Tasmanian devils.
That's right. Right.
Wasn't it a prison colony? Isn't that what it was founded as?
Australia.
Well yep. That's the that's where England used to send all their
their undesirables.
Yeah.
And he married a woman.
Is Devil's Island out there? Where's Devil's Island?
I don't know.
That's where the. Remember the movie Papillon?
No.
You didn't see the movie Papillon with Steve McQueen?
No.
Oh, great movie. You should see it. You'd like it.
How old is it? Is that the 50s?
I think it was the 70s it came out.
Or 70s. Yeah,
yeah,
probably
70s. But anyway, so thanks, William. William's here visiting the area, and he's going to get a tour. Toyota's going to take him on a tour. And so they're busy eating lunch.
Yes.
Thank you.
As we all are.
So getting back to the rookie camp, 508-543-7482, web radio at patriots.com. Gronkowski, we all love.
Yeah.
We all think that he's going to be a contributor, if not a starter from day one.
Starter from day one.
Yep.
Yep.
But let's go and look at McCourty. It was
Court.
McCourty.
See the little sign behind
your head?
Sign.
Court.
When you sue somebody, you go to court.
We're going
to
hold court on McCourty.
Why is he's just?
And,
you're incorrigible.
It was a little tough to gauge what he can do. I mean, you know, I guess there was that one play where they did the one-on-one tackles where
that was
he
on
got
Saturday.
Faked out by Buddy Farnham, who the Patriots just signed, the Brown wide receiver.
No, that was Brandon Spikes.
Yeah, no. Yeah. He was the only
Spikes?
One.
He was the only one who nobody got
hurt.
He
was the defensive standout
in
that drill.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
But the problem is, what are you going to gauge him against?
Yeah, and they're not in pads. They can't hit.
Right.
And even if they were, the wide receiver talent on the field was limited.
Right.
Taylor Price would have been the best of it. There was Brian Anderson, who's big, God bless him, and that's all I can say positive. Buddy Farnham was okay. But, I mean, you need to wait till you get to training camp. There's some one-on-ones, and you get to see McCourty cover somebody that's an NFL-caliber receiver, whether it's Holt or Moss or whatever. So he looked fine. He looked like an average cornerback athlete out
there. He did look like, you know, size-wise, though, he's listed at 5'11", about 198, mm-hmm. something like that. He does look a little bigger than that, maybe because he has long arms or something, but he doesn't look like the Ellis Hobbs that have come through here and guys like that. He looks a little bigger as a cornerback.
Maybe. Not noticeably. No? Not all that.
He's bigger
than
Ellis Hobbs.
He's definitely bigger
than
Ellis.
Yeah.
But
he just seemed like a little bit more rugged than your average
thicker?
Cornerback. Yeah.
Sounds like Freddie's got a thing for McCourty.
No, I'm just saying. Maybe that's why he excels so much in special teams.
He didn't look small. I'll say that. I sort of side with you, Fred. I don't think that he I think he looked a little thicker than maybe his listed weight would indicate.
Yep.
But Ellis Hobbs is, you know, that's a different animal. I mean, Ellis Hobbs is 5'9".
He's barely bigger than I am, Ellis.
Yep. Spikes has that aura about him.
That
he's a natural leader.
We talked about that coming from the combine. He talked about it, acknowledged it from Florida back to high school. He's not sure exactly what it is, but people follow him. And that's how he carries himself. He was very impressive on the field, off the field.
Well, when he throws out quotes like, it is what it is, but it ain't what you think.
But it's more than that, because anybody can be taught a quote or told what he says it. He has it, the smirk at the right time, the laugh at the right time, the stare at the right, whatever it is, he has it. Now, hopefully he has the football ability to go along with it, but sure. He, to me, would be next in my line for potential impact players, immediate guys. It's Gronkowski first because, A, the need is the greatest, and, B, I think he's an all-around player. I think Spikes has a chance to be a contributor from day one, be in the mix, whether it's as a starter, a rotational guy, early downs, whatever it is. I think he has a chance to contribute.
You know,
from day
in a
one.
Couple years, with Mayo being more of the quiet leader that he is, he's not a really vocal guy, and he may never ever be. Spikes has a chance to, in a couple years, be the leader of this defense, you know, if he can play.
Yeah, I mean, we're really projecting a little bit more than we should because he has to win a job
just
first.
Just judging from his personality.
I really don't want to discount Tyrone McKenzie, but
I'm all in with Fred.
I think he's, I get, he's got that written all over him.
Well, he's definitely a better leader. It's more natural. There is no, Eric's right.
He's got to be able to play.
But Mayo's not going to lose his.
He's going to be the guy.
Mayo's still going to be a part of it. There'll be a, you know, that interior presence, I think, that linebacking core. It's just like whether Brewski or Vrabel was a captain, they were both leaders. They were both a part of your team, a part of your core of veteran leaders. Of, and those guys can be that. More so than a Guyton or a Banta Kane. I think Mayo and Spikes could both be leaders, regardless of who's given a captaincy or whatever.
His size has something to do with that it factor, too, I think, because for an inside linebacker, he's a pretty big guy. I mean, Mayo's on the shorter side. Brewski was always on the shorter side. This guy's pretty big, and it's a kind of an intimidating presence.
He's more prototypical of what –
what the inside linebacker used to be.
Well, he has
like
the edge. We've always talked about that. They lacked edge in leaders. They had nice guy follow me leaders. He's got an edge. The beard looks like an edge.
Yeah.
The tattoos. He just looks like a guy with an edge. And we know he's kind of crossed that line a little bit on the field, and he dealt with the suspension for eye gouging. But he has that walk the line kind of character.
Speaking of the tattoos, Andy, we got a lot of new candidates for your Pat's Inc. feature this year. A lot of new candidates.
My boy Aaron Hernandez would be one of those, who was dubbed the most tattooed man in Connecticut.
Well, it was only four.
When and by whom?
Hey, I didn't say it was an indication that he was, you know, totally covered. No, he has a ton, and a lot of them are sort of motivational about his dad. When he lost his dad at 16.
Yeah, a lot of verses out there.
He took a lot of sayings that he remembered from his father, and he had them tattooed.
Well, we'll talk about Hernandez in a second, but I wanted to kind of stick with this other second-round pick here, the other Florida Gator from the defense, Cunningham. Anything we can make out of him? You know, I
not really.
Yeah,
I thought he'd be a little bit of a project, and just the first impression is he'll be a little bit of a project. I don't think he's as field-ready as some of the other guys, but he certainly has all the tools. You look at him, and he looks the part. Now you just, can he learn the scheme, learn his various roles in the scheme in different packages?
Yeah.
But I think he'll be a little while coming.
Yeah, I don't have the expectation of seeing him making plays on the field week one like I do Gronkowski or even McCourty, who I think is going to get a lot of play, if only because he's going to be on special teams quite a bit.
Well, it'd be interesting to see what they do with Burgess. If they don't make an offer to him and re-sign him, is it an indication that they like what they see out of Cunningham? You know, I don't know.
Well, I would think you would have had to decide on him.
Who, Burgess?
Well, Bill said the decision would come in 7 days, and nothing's happened.
Nothing's
happened. The decision may have come.
Yeah.
I never said that.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
That was about 2 months ago.
Right.
And at this point, your roster is pretty much...
Well, see, I think they could add a veteran guy at that position.
You could.
Whether it's
Ellis
or Matt Roth, a guy I pinpointed the day he left Cleveland, I think, released him.
Yeah, and remember back last year, we were all over him from Miami when for some
reason I still think you need a veteran addition to that. I mean, are we really going to go in with Banta Kane, Ninkovich, Crable, Cunningham? I mean, stop me when there's a guy that doesn't have some question mark on his name.
Right.
I mean, Ellis had a productive year for the Raiders last year. Some ties to the scheme through Dallas. Has proven at the NFL level he can play the position that's required of it. I think you need to bring one of those guys in as a stability, just one guy you can say, okay, he's not great, he's not the future, but I pretty much know what I'm going to get out of him.
But let's just say Bodden has a good year, Springs does okay, McCourty is who we want him to be, you know, the defensive line is fine. In other words, every other hole seems to be filled. Spikes contributes. Can you get along with what you've got now at that outside linebacker spot? Can you succeed?
Are we trying to get along, or are we trying to win titles?
No, be a good defense where...
I think you'd be lucky if you get through another year
like
that.
It's that
sooner or later, there's going to be a receiving core that gets open, and there's going to be a core... You need to have the ability at some point in some time.
It's
going to
be the Miami game last year in Miami all over again.
Somebody will eat you up. You can only cover for so long. I don't care if you're Deion Sanders, Mike Haynes, and Champ Bailey as your three corners. You can only cover for so long.
I also think something else, too, Fred, that we don't talk about. It's all about the pass rush. That's all we ever really focus on. I also think that you're going to have a hard time setting the edge and stopping the run consistently with that group that Andy rattled off. Pierre Woods, Tully Banta-Kane, Rob Ninkovich, Jermaine Cunningham, Sean Crable. I'm not real satisfied that any of those guys can hold up long term and do the job.
Oh, I have absolutely no confidence at this point in Crable because he's proven both years that he can't stay on the field. So until I see him do that, I how do you expect to have any confidence in the guy?
I do think the one guy in that group is Cunningham that has the potential to do that. Set the edge and play the role first, second, third down.
Well, that might be
don't think it's from day one, September 7th or whatever the first game is.
But if they don't have anybody else, he might be forced to do that because they need a body out there.
So you guys just aren't that convinced about Tully Bannacane. You know, the fact that they gave him as much money as they did.
Not in the way you want him
convinced,
to be, though.
He is what he is.
Is it an indicator to you that the team has confidence in Bannacane?
Well, he's a good complementary player.
Yeah, right. I think he can do what he did last year. I'm if that's confident, yeah. I think he can be what he was last year.
But he's never going to be the focal point of your pass rush, the playmaker on your front, the key to your front. He is a complementary piece.
And I think if he's an every down player, you can run at him.
And let's remember, people like to focus on the 10 sack number. Half of those came against the Buffalo Bills. It's not like he had a sack every other game or, you know, almost every game throughout the season. He had the bulk of them in two games against a division opponent who was not very good.
Though. That happens to everybody.
That's what I was thinking. That
it does. I looked it up, and I started doing the rundown. You can go back to – I wrote a Bannacane pulse in either January or February. If you go to – what's his name? Jared Allen. He had two huge games, I believe, against Green Bay. If you go to Pep, all these guys, if you circle
Peppers
it,
was more consistent, though, I thought.
No, they all have like a three versus this team or two in each game against this team. It's kind of remarkable how it works out. You think, oh, Jared Allen does it against everybody. And sure, he does. He gets pressure and whatever.
He gets pressure
but
against everybody.
His numbers are just like Bannacane. You pull out a couple and the numbers come way down.
That's what I was thinking.
If Bannacane does what he did last year, I'd be very happy with that.
I don't think you can get by with that. What can you get by with that with the other upgrades at the other?
Maybe
positions?
For a while, but not if you want to make a serious run through the playoffs.
Yeah. And you're also looking for an upgrade at, you know, four other positions now. Right. I mean, you're saying if this guy is better and this guy does this job and this guy fills in, and by the way, two of those guys that you're asking to do that are rookies.
Right.
That's a lot to ask.
I know.
I still think they have some holes on defense, but I like what they've done. I like how they're going about it. I think the offseason has been interesting, but I do think there's some holes still left to fill.
You know, and Eric was bringing up the point last week about the number of first or, you know, second year players on the team. It's about half the roster now. But if you look at the offense, it's a little bit of a different scenario. You know, you've got older guys on offense, with the exception of the tight ends that they just brought in. But, you know, Crumpler kind of balances that off. But, you know, the offensive line is seasoned.
Trouble is people want to change it.
Right.
Going into the draft, there was a lot of talk the O-line's not good enough.
No, but I'm just talking about where it is right now. Brady, of course, Moss, you know, the running backs are pretty old.
Again,
you
a know, position Torrey people want Holt, to change.
Torrey Holt you brought in.
Yep.
You know, so it's an older, more veteran.
David Patton.
And David Patton, who I don't think is going to make the team.
No,
but
as
at
the moment.
Right now. And I think that might be one of the reasons Belichick is willing to spend more time with the defense, because Brady and the offense are more veteran, can think more for themselves. You know, I think we go back to last year. Galloway was a huge, huge hit on this team. That really set them back. I think as much as we say, well, Torrey Holt's about the same age or older, what are we going to expect out of him? He did have over 700 yards, and from what I understand,
Torrey Holt's a little younger than Galloway.
Is he? Okay, so then he did have 700 yards last year, and from what I understand, he is a smart player, and I think that's what they're looking for in offense. You know,
that was clearly the issue with Galloway.
Yeah, they're looking for smart guys that Brady can do things with. You know, because they've got a coach on a field in Brady, but if people don't get what he's trying to do with the line of scrimmage or in the huddle, what good is he?
Right.
You know, so they need to surround him with smart players as well. And Galloway was a bust. It was just a bust. It really set them back.
And Torrey Holt, at least initially, doesn't feel like he's going to be, with all the focus on how good a route runner he was and intelligent and how he's learned to deal with kind of his new body and his abilities. It sounds like a better story. Whereas Galloway, even coming in, you knew when he was at his best, he was stretching the field. He was running right down the field. Right. Holt is more of a well-rounded receiver.
I was going to get into that. I think there's a couple of things that are big differences, and not the least of which is the latter point. They're not asking Holt to do what Galloway did last year. He's probably not going to line up wide opposite Moss a lot. He'll do it occasionally, but I think he's going to make his living in the slot because that's what he's kind of been. He even talked about that in his conference call. Finding ways to get open underneath and learning and understanding what his new role is.
You know what I'm going to say, right, Andy?
Slants and in-cuts.
Well, back then, those in-cuts were deep routes from the outside. That's a whole different thing. But I think he's going to run out of the slot like you saw Welker do much more often than he's going to be asked to line up and run 25-yard in-cuts the way he did in St. Louis. And the other thing is, and Andy and Eric both touched on it, Holt is a far, and I loved Galloway. I thought the acquisition was great. I was wrong. I don't want to come off as being second-guessing. I was dead wrong. I thought it was a great acquisition that last year. Didn't pan out. But Holt is a far more accomplished player than Joey Galloway ever was. Torrey Holt is probably a Hall of Famer. Joey Galloway wouldn't sniff the Hall of Fame without a ticket.
508-543-7482 is the phone number, and on it is Brad. Brad, how you doing?
Hey, 3 weeks waiting to talk to you guys. It's about time.
You've been waiting for 3 weeks?
Yeah, I tried all during the draft.
No wonder we couldn't use the phone.
He couldn't get the phone working right.
Right.
So. Phone lines have been tied up.
So, but anyway, great draft coverage. You guys were far superior to anything that was on TV.
Thank you.
So there was a great time listening to you guys. Friday, being in Maryland, I was actually on the road, but I was listening to the Baltimore sports station, and they were all just having an orgasm over Gronkowski and that they were going to get him.
Really?
And it was an absolute riot when the draft, because I'm sitting there going, we're trading with Oakland. We're going to trade with Oakland and get him. And they were all like, we only got one more pick, and that's just Oakland. And all of a sudden they said, oh, there's been a trade with New England. And every one of the guys went, oh, man.
Wow.
And so they were really big on hey, wait, did New England go past their time? And they got into all that and everything. Mm-hmm. But they were very disappointed that they didn't get Gronkowski.
Yeah, that was interesting on draft day. And even afterwards on Patriots All Access, which you can – watch on Patriots.com, they had video of the Patriots draft room. And, you know, it was interesting.
I heard there was a lot of talk about Gresham on that.
Well, there was, but there was another portion of, at that pick, at the pick where they traded with the Raiders. And, you know, Caserio was yelling at the runner in New York over the phone, go, go, run, run. You know, so, yeah, they were right down to the wire.
Yeah, because they actually came on and said, we think we've got him. We think the Patriots were late getting the pick in because the Ravens have already picked. And then there was like a 30-second pause, and they came back in and said, well, here comes the commissioner to the podium, and he announces the Patriots.
Right.
And then they were like, well, then who did we pick? And then there was this like 2-minute pause, and then they came back with Kindle.
Right.
So it really sounded like they were trying to one-up him. Anyway, I thought Hernandez was a great pick in the fourth round. I am so ticked, and I am a non-drug user, never have used drugs, but when we have presidents that admit to drug use, and yet we've got guys in the Boston Globe and the Herald that are riding this kid, you know, over something as simple as marijuana, I feel like, you know, we got the next John Tomasi situation going on here with trying to stir up a story.
Well, I think that if you're a reporter, you have to report that story pretty much the way Albert Breer did. I don't fault him for what he did. You got to reveal that. If people are telling you that, you got to report it. But the problem we all had was how the Globe positioned this above the fold on a day that the Bruins had just won their series, and to scream the headline,
right,
you know, continue, whatever it was, continued drug use or so, I forget what the exact words were.
And they just wouldn't let it drop. I mean,
yeah.
3 days, they just wouldn't let it drop.
That, like it was history of drug use.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just overboard, I thought.
Well,
for
I don't
that
think
story.
They. I don't think they really should have let it drop, because the day he wrote the story, and the day after, Hernandez issued a statement, sort of contradicting the story, you know, elements of it by saying it was a one-time thing.
He screwed that up. He fueled the follow-up by that those two words, one single.
Right.
Remove those from his statement, and I'm not sure it would have had the legs it did to continue.
The follow-up was only to display that that's contradictory to the information that we have.
Right.
And not only that, he found more people to back up the original claims that it was a multiple failed drug tests.
Right.
But
right.
if it was multiple, he would have had to been suspended.
No. That's not true.
Not the NCAA.
Different schools. Yeah, the schools have different policies on how
different
they deal with
schools have
things.
Different policies, and they, you know, I'm guessing at Florida are a little bit lenient with their football players, particularly ones that can play.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just feel, and I'm hoping. I mean, you guys were able to see, you know, some of these guys over the last weekend. If Price can be just a serviceable, you know, right wide receiver on the right side, to me. Putting a two tight end offense, and you've got Moss, Edelman, and Hernandez on the left, Gronkowski and Price on the right. I mean, Brady is just going to be in heaven.
Well, that's the idea.
You know, with those, with that lineup, if Price can just be a Jabbar Gaffney, just do a 10-yard hitch, just do a 10-yard cross.
On third down when they need a first down. That's funny. The key.
And don't forget about Brad.
Edelman will pick it up there.
Don't forget, I mean, he is coming off an injury too, but don't forget about Brandon Tate. There were a lot of high hopes for that kid last year.
That's true.
He came back a little early, maybe a little too early, because he went back on IR. But if he's as healthy as he claimed to have been earlier this offseason when he was quoted by a local newspaper, he will be could be a factor too.
Look, if Holt can get them over the hump or help them get over the hump until Tate, you know, in Price, and I'll throw Edelman in there, can get going, they might be okay. And then if Gresham can add what they
Gronkowski.
Didn't have last year in the form of a tight end, I mean,
you didn't even pause, huh?
What's no,
Gresham doesn't play for us. He went to the Bengals.
Did I say Gresham?
You did.
Okay. I was thinking of the whole all-access thing.
This is great. You even have the callers laughing at you.
Brad, I just wanted to let you know.
Well, if Gresham can come on, then we're really doing well.
Taylor stacked.
Taylor Price's wide receivers coach at Ohio, also coached at Florida,
Double
and
D's.
Compared him to Jabbar Gaffney. Kind of compared him as a combination, Jabbar Gaffney and Taylor Jacobs, a couple
well,
of guys he coached
at
Florida.
That's what I see him as. I see him as just a very solid. He's not going to be a Moss. He's not going to be a T.O.,
I think you're underselling his upside a little.
No,
I think he's an ascending
right
talent. I think right now you don't know because
right
he
now
comes
you'd
from
be very, very fortunate
run
to
first
get,
offense.
Yeah, you'd be very fortunate right now to get Jabbar Gaffney out of it.
You might be more likely he's a little bit of a contributor year one, he's Jabbar Gaffney year two, and then you see where his talent can take him.
Kind of like
three.
Maybe not to this extent, but a little bit like David Givens' progression.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's similar. That's,
with a,
that's
with,
a very
but
similar
the year
kind
three,
of...
the upside to me is far super. He's far more physically.
Yeah.
The speed, he has breakaway speed that David Givens didn't have.
Right.
And I think he might be a better route runner. David Givens was strong. I think his strength was his strength.
I just think we can't allow the teams to shut down half the field with one player like we did last year.
Right. And theoretically, in the first week of May, they have more bodies that I have some confidence in. Athletically.
Yeah.
I don't know about football-wise. We have
but
to see if they
make,
can do it.
I just want to make the point that when teams shut down half the field last year on Moss, Welker was out there.
Right.
And that
no,
happened.
No, I'm saying they shut down the side of the field with one guy, which was Sam Aiken or whoever else we
oh,
had.
Oh, no, I'm talking about they shut down Moss for the last half of the season.
Well, but I think that was injury-related more than anything
well,
else.
Well, I don't, and we'll find out.
But
you know,
we can't let one cornerback control the left-hand side and then put three guys over there on Welker and Moss.
He supposedly was injured against Denver and didn't really go in the tank until much, much later than that. That's why I don't think it's all injury-related. I think that teams realized last year after watching Revis do it twice, that hey, maybe we can get by with not necessarily slanting all of our coverage over here, and we can concentrate on some other areas. That's why I think they took half the field away. And it's going to be incumbent on a lot of people, Holt, Edelman, maybe Tate, as Eric brought up, maybe Price, as Brad brought up, and really picking up that slack for Welker, because I don't think that West will be back at the start of the season. I think we'll see him at some point in 2010.
I don't think he'll be back until week 9 or week 10.
Yeah, Andy had him out initially. Did you not? We'll see him week 7.
Welker.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see him week
that was
seven.
When I got yelled at by Fred in Houston when I said, see him week seven next year, and Fred yelled at me.
Fred yelled at me.
I think that's, yeah, but you would have said that if he stubbed his toe.
No, I wouldn't.
You're very negative.
No, I wouldn't.
Very negative.
See, you don't.
You're
you
like Ryan Moore.
You don't. See, I saw.
That's it. That's the end of the season.
But I had seen the replay when I saw him go down without getting hit. That's when I knew he tore his ACL.
He didn't even wait for the replay.
Yeah, but I said he tore his ACL.
It was not that hard to see.
One more quick question, guys.
Yeah.
Given that we're going to hopefully do a two tight end offense so that we can get Gronkowski and Hernandez both in the field.
Well, don't forget Crumpler now.
No, and Algie Crumpler. And I liked him coming
out of
college.
Slim down Algie Crumpler. He's down from three bills.
Right.
You see that?
Yeah, I just saw that article. I just feel...
He was in the 300s.
We need...
Unbelievable.
We need to go back to what we were successful with, and that was a running back that would get us 3 yards when we needed it. Without question. When we had Antoine Smith, when we had Corey Dillon, neither one of those guys were home run hitters, but when it was 3rd and 2, they got you 3 bloody yards. And with Brady throwing the ball, we don't need a home run hitter. He is our home run hitter. If we can put talent around Brady, there the touchdowns will be there. But what was so frustrating last year was not having a running back that could consistently give us that third down yardage.
Well, Dylan's more of a hitter at home.
Oh, yeah. That was totally uncalled for. But
see what
again,
it's like? When
again,
I say
he
he's a bad guy,
he's
when he's on the
Patriot.
Team, I get kicked off the show. But
he
Fred waits for him to leave. I actually think there's two guys that fill that bill perfectly, and I think Sammy Morris and Fred Taylor will get you whatever's there.
Yeah, the problem
I'm not
is,
sure it's great.
But they can't stay on the field.
That's well,
the
that problem. Is the problem. That's why problem. You need their injuries to not overlap. You need them to be...
Count me in the camp that I don't care who's carrying the ball. I think they have to find a way to get more consistency out of the receiving position. And if they do that, they'll be fine. In 07, they didn't really have guys. I mean, I know that Maroney finished that season very strong. He had a great December. But for the most part that year, the running game was an afterthought, and they were fine. I think they can be fine,
but
that's a big if.
Super Bowl,
it's a big if.
But we got to the Super Bowl, and we couldn't make the third down runs.
Runs or passes?
Runs.
Well,
because they were blitzing.
It's funny. I saw it differently. I saw
no,
Brady.
No, they were blitzing so much we couldn't complete the passes. But how do you beat the blitz? You run it up the gut.
Why? You run right into it.
No, they were always blitzing from the outside. They were making,
Maroney was thoroughly ineffective in the Super Bowl.
They were making. Matt
I'm not
Rice
blaming look. The game on him by any stretch. The game was put to me on the offensive line.
No, it was Asante Samuel's fault.
Well, that too.
Well,
and every other guy who's no longer on the Patriots' fault. There's got to be a few others, but. To me, Maroney couldn't get anything going in that game. But that's not his. It was not his fault. I mean, that was just an overpowering, I thought, by the Giants front against the Patriots front. And that's what it came down to. And then ultimately, Fred, you know my favorite thing. All the bad things that happened on offense the whole game, with a minute left, you had enough points to win, and you couldn't win it because your nuclear-powered defense couldn't come up with a stop.
Right. Absolutely.
Paul.
And we blitzed.
I'll go down with the ship on that one.
And we left,
I put it on
we,
the defense.
And we left Ellis Hobbs one-on-one, which
yeah.
has
yeah.
never worked yet.
I'm with you, Brad.
Work.
I'm with you, Brad. Preach it, brother.
All right.
All right,
guys,
Brad.
Take care. Keep up the great work.
Let me ask,
thanks, Brad.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Ax.
What do you think is more important to win in the NFL? Being able to establish the run or stop the run?
Stop it.
Stop the
it.
Run.
Have to stop the run. You don't have to establish the
what
run.
Do you think is more important, being able to establish a passing game or stop a passing game?
Establish the passing game.
Establish the passing game.
What do
I'm
you
not,
think?
I'm not big on hypotheticals.
I'm really not. I'm
it's
just
not
thinking,
a hypothetical.
Well, see, I think it is. It's which opinion? One, the combination of all your things, what is your strength stronger than their
yeah.
strength, your weakness not as weak as their.
But if you had to say.
I don't think there are generalities. I just don't. It all depends on what you do well, what you don't do well, and how that compares.
But what hurts you more, not being able to pass or not being able to stop the pass?
I think if you can't pass, you can't score, and that hurts you more than anything.
I think there's teams that win without passing.
I have one without passing. I agree with Andy.
I think not being able to stop the run is the most fatal of flaws.
Well, what I'm getting at is what's more important to building a team, a great defense or a great offense? That's,
okay, so
that's,
if you answer
well, that's,
defense, then trade Brady. I don't know. I have Brady. I want
to
keep
more,
him.
I think that's more on the lines of Andy's kind of hypothetical. I mean, I've seen plenty of teams win with, offensive teams. We saw two of them in the Super Bowl this year. I think we've seen plenty of examples of defensive-oriented teams like Baltimore.
Like Brian Billick gets to Baltimore and goes, I think you need to win with offense, so I'm going to trade Ray Lewis and everybody else and go offense.
It's cyclical.
That's dumb. I think they have great players on defense.
It's kind of circumstantial.
Use your strength.
The argument, though, I think you can make, Fred, though, is even if you're a team that doesn't score a lot, if you do get up by a few points and you can run the ball and the other team can't stop you, then the other team is screwed.
Right.
So I think of all of those generalities, the being able to stop the run is probably the most important.
Okay.
I think it's also one of the things you can't scheme to stop the run, in my opinion.
It's an attitude.
Well, I think it's a skill. It's the having the bodies and the guys that can do it. You can't cover up that. I mean, we lived it here when Monty Beisel and Chad Brown and those guys were being overpowered. And
right. And again,
Bill can throw
02.
All his DBs out there. And on offense, he can run picks and
I never saw a guy folded in half like I saw Chad Brown in Denver.
There's no way to scheme around that. If that's the guy you have in that role, you're screwed.
Yeah, I'm with Andy on that. And that's why I think it's important. And you look at, like, Indianapolis the year they won it all. They were so bad against the run. But they weren't bad against the run when they had to be. Down the stretch in the Super Bowl, in the playoffs, they found a way to stop it. And Andy's right. You can't just scheme. I mean, you can put 8, 9, 10 guys in the box. That's just adding more manpower. You have to find a way to win those battles and just be out and out physical the other team when they want to run it. Now, they got very fortunate, Indianapolis, that particular year. They faced teams that really couldn't do both very well in Kansas City and in Baltimore. I mean, those are two, I think, fortuitous teams to go up against because they were run-oriented teams and they could go out and say, I'm just going to do everything I can here to stop the run, and they did.
All right, webradio at patriots.com is the email address, 508-543-7482. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Listeners all over the world are discovering PFW in progress.
Oh my God, what the f*** is this?
Patriots.com radio.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in?
It says here American Airlines Flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Don't go yet, sir.
But the light turned green.
Well, you don't go till I say so. You play by my rules. My rules. Ball start, loss of 5 yards, still first down.
What are you talking about?
Unsportsmanlike conduct, 10 yards.
Unsportsmanlike is 15 yards.
Move the chains.
You are a crossing guard.
Personal foul, 15 yards.
And stop blowing that whistle.
Think football, bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Delay of game,
but,
5 yards, first down.
But you're not...
Keep the change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services NA, Bank of America NA, member FDIC, copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
The 75th NFL Draft may be over, but the Patriots Pro Shop has everything to get you geared up for the 2010 season. The Patriots Pro Shop has the widest selection of Patriots gear anywhere, including many items that you can't get anywhere else. Be the first to get the 2010 Draft hat that you saw the NFL's newest players wear on draft day at the Patriots Pro Shop. Can't get to the stadium? Log on to PatriotsProShop.com and get your Pats merchandise directly from the source. You'll know it's authentic when you purchase from PatriotsProShop.com because your item will be shipped directly from Gillette Stadium. With a huge selection of Patriots items for men, women, kids, and infants, the Patriots Pro Shop has something for everyone.
The Patriots Pro Shop at Gillette Stadium is open year-round Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Or shop 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop. If you were any closer, you'd be in the locker room.
This is Rich Eisen of NFL Network. Where do I go when I want my latest fresh, hot Patriots information? I go to PFW in Progress.
All right, welcome back to PFW in Progress. It is, again, thanks for to Bill Roeder and his dad for coming by and providing lunch from Bar Louie. That was great.
They're off for the tour now.
Does he go by Bill, or are you pulling a Felger and just shortening any name you'd like?
I called him Bill. He didn't seem to wince or anything.
Bill. Billy.
So speaking of wincing, there was a lot of talk going back to that all-access show. They had the coverage in the draft room when the Gresham pick was announced. Some thought that Belichick had winced a little bit.
And did he? In your expert opinion?
I don't know. I watched it a few times.
I'm going to guess no.
I'm not sure. I mean,
maybe he had like a gas pain or something.
No, I'm just going to guess that Fred didn't think he was winning.
You know, the question is, would they have taken him if he was available? And I would probably say yes. They probably would have.
Then it's theoretically possible that he winced.
But I don't think they would have taken him at 22. I think they were just hoping he'd stick around.
Of course,
on the board.
They'd never take anybody where they're supposed to take him.
Crush him?
Yeah.
I didn't see the clip, the video clip, but I would think that if they were planning on taking him, I don't think they realistically could have expected to trade down.
Because immediately Bill thinks, well, if he's available at 22, maybe he'll be available at 24.
Yeah. Ain't that a kick in the stones if we really did want him, that the Bengals of all teams took him? You know, I think they're universally, you know, maybe short of Oakland, universally known as never doing the right thing when it comes to the draft.
They definitely needed
Jacksonville.
Yeah, they definitely needed tight ends on that team, so that was the logical pick for them. Paul's right.
It's okay. The Patriots got the better one.
I agree.
Yes, I think I got the more well-rounded player.
I agree. I don't think Gresham
and I think
is a
Belichick
blocker. Is,
puts well-rounded above because I don't think Gresham is a freak. I don't think he's a.
I love both
great
players.
Guy. Great. Where you're going to say he revolutionized the position and he's going to catch 1,600 yards and 95 passes? I think he's going to be a good NFL tight end. I think Gronkowski's better all around.
I love them both. I don't think that they got the lesser of the two by any stretch, but I think more of Gresham than Andy and Eric do.
And you know I'm usually right.
Right.
He's always right if you ask him.
He went to the combine.
This is true. And all amazingly, right. Still came back.
He's always right, even when other people make the predictions.
All right, Web Radio and Patriots.
This is now working on 3 weeks. Are you going to let this go?
No, something else
all
happened
the
over the weekend, remember?
Oh, you're talking to me? I was eating a tater tot.
Yeah.
What happened over the weekend?
The whole Buddy Farnham thing.
Yeah.
Andy starts laughing at his cubicle yesterday, and I'm like, what are you laughing at now? And he says there's a thread on Pats fans saying that Andy Hart correctly predicted about Buddy Farnham being the wide receiver who was in camp when it was me who told these guys about Buddy Farnham.
No. I did predict. Yeah, correctly predict it because it was my byline and I said it. Doesn't matter where it may not have come from. What they did was
sources
they said,
tell me.
Andy's been raving about him throughout rookie camp, and then there was a link to the blog, and it was you raving about Buddy Farnham.
Raving about him because, of course, he went to Brown and fulfilled all of the dreams that Eric wished he had.
Right. You wanted to go to Brown,
it's
right?
True. Wanted to be 6 feet, 200 pounds, wanted to be a wide receiver, wanted to play for Brown.
Right. Sure. I did read a quick little blurb today that Buddy Farnham idolized Sean Morey.
Oh, boy.
Aim high.
So,
Freddie, I got an idea. I got an email this morning from the Hartford Colonials.
Yeah.
They're having 3 days of open tryouts.
You're going to tryouts?
No, but I was thinking we send Eric. He can write a story on it and try out his leg at kicking.
Paper Lion?
Because let's be honest, none of us would have a chance of trying out and actually making
Paper
a real
Colonial?
Football team.
Why don't you do it?
But a kicker can, you never know. If he hits a couple field goals, they keep him.
He can't kick anymore.
That's the one problem with my theory.
Yeah,
but he'll have to get there and then show that he can't kick.
Right.
By that time, we'll already have all the stuff we need.
B-Lo will be right behind him with some footage. Yeah. These things are absolutely on fire.
You should do that.
Woo! Andy's, what are you eating over there?
Tots.
Loaded
tots.
Your tots. Oh my! But they're just fire tots.
Wow!
You're gonna eat your tots.
Hot tots.
Tots.
You gonna do it, Eric?
No.
Why? God. You really are a poo.
Nah.
I would definitely do that if I were in that situation.
A specialist type role? If I could long snap, I would try it.
If it was a, like some sort of minor league baseball team, they were just holding open tryouts, and this was like, say, 8 years ago, I would do it.
Really bad minor league team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With no radar. Like this. With no radar gun on staff.
But like this. But with the intention not of trying
actually
out for
trying
the,
to
team,
make the team,
but the intention of writing a story
no,
for
I
them.
Know, but if we went, we'd get laughed off the field immediately. He's a kicker. He can't be that bad to get laughed off before
exactly.
he misses the 15-yarder.
Exactly. And I could get out there and play catch and do all 35. These things before they got the radar on me to laugh me off the field.
I mean, let's be honest. There's not enough kickers to go around. It's a low-level football. You got a chance.
There are a lot more kickers that? Around now than there used
that?
To be.
What? Before they got the radar on.
Right. I could get out there, and I wouldn't get laughed off the field until the radar gun came
so you
on.
Took your hat off. Oh, they saw the gray
I
hair and the baldness.
What you're saying is once the radar got on you, then they would say, oh, no, this kid's legit.
No. I think I would look just like everybody else until the radar gun came out and everybody was throwing 88, 89, and I was throwing 81. I think that would be a huge difference there.
You can throw 81
still? No.
Now? I just said 8 years ago.
I just said that. I'm just in my mind, preparing what I need to get prepared
Fred,
for.
Just right now, you can get prepared
for
72 miles an hour,
yeah.
and you won't touch it.
Oh, yes, I will.
No, you won't.
Why? You don't think I have good hand-eye coordination?
No.
Okay. We'll see.
This is not going to happen, by the way.
Why not?
Because well, none of these athletic endeavors that we ever say are going to happen ever happen.
Well, when you're involved, they don't because you chicken out. But
next
I don't
Tuesday,
chicken out.
I'll tell you next Tuesday if it has a chance of happening this summer.
Oh, but you gotta get your diagnosis.
Your doctor's gonna laugh at you when you bring this up. You
yeah,
know?
But I am gonna bring it up.
Sounds like you don't even need to use that foot if you're pitching with us. You know
why?
You can just do it off one leg.
That's his front leg.
I mean, he's so good.
That is my push
that's his,
leg.
That's
I
his
mean,
push
theoretically,
leg.
You could probably get by without your front leg, but he's not gonna push off with anything. He's just gonna stand there like that.
Yeah, even I'm not good enough to blow the ball by you doing that.
All right, web radio at patriots.com. This is Oklahoma State Joe, and I dropped off
is your mother
a
prostitute?
While, but I was, at this time last year, an avid listener and emailed some, but then I had to go back to OSU. I am listening on a regular basis now, and I don't know that I missed too much. There are fewer, maybe one or two less jokes about Eric, and I believe it or not, Eric is doing better. I really expected him to suck like he did last year. Anyway.
See, they don't all forget about you.
It's kind of a good
They
compliment.
Give you credit, Eric, for sucking.
Right. Anyway, yeah, I've been talking about Dez and Zach.
Brian Robinson.
I don't know either personally, but I had a class with Zach's sister and am Dez's Facebook friend, so I am basically family. So from my inside experience, which is just season tickets here at OSU, Dez is a catch for anyone, and Zach sucks. Dez is ridiculous, but has his days when he just can't produce. He has some ridiculous plays, and he often makes catching a hard ball look like he was picking daisies, but everyone should worry about his attitude. Seeing him on the field, though, is different. He contributes on special teams like none other. He has potential, but I don't think he will break out like everyone expects him to. It might take a year or two. Zach sucks. For OSU, whose best quarterback from the past couldn't play Canadian football, Zach was good here, but he doesn't know when he should run or throw, and he is the opposite of Captain Cool. He looks like a jumping bean in the pocket, and OSU ran those stupid rollout plays, and Zach isn't quite John Elway in the arm. Anyway, I don't know what you are seeing in rookie camp, but in the games, I never liked Zach. The best play OSU or the Big 12 is producing is left tackle Russell Okung.
Stinks.
He is a monster. I actually shook his hand at the OSU media day last year, and his hand swallowed my arm. Holy freaking cow, this guy is a beast. And for Andy, Sammy Bradford is good, but he can't take a hit. He can throw, but until last year when OU had no O-line, he sucked. He never had in his life had a bad O-line like last year, and the Rams have to provide that for him. He will be one of the best because he can throw like Paul can put away a pizza. So keep me up to date on Zach, he says.
I like how he worked that shot in there out of nowhere. I wasn't expecting that.
Zach was he looked okay.
So we just gonna call him Zach from now on.
I didn't see. Evidently, he struggled a little bit on Saturday.
A little bit.
To your reports,
a little bit,
Eric.
I mean,
because I thought he looked okay
compared
in
to the
morning
day
practice
before.
That I saw. But
yeah,
you know.
But again, he's the only quarterback in camp. He's throwing like
no rush.
I just want to caution again against reading too much into any of the stuff that you saw over the weekend.
It's a teaching more than an evaluating camp.
I was evaluating.
But you saw
nothing. The coaches.
You saw nothing, unless you really liked guys and you wanted to see it.
No, I go in with an objective eye.
I see what you did there.
It's the way I do things, Paul.
You saw nothing.
You might want to try it sometime. By the way, he made Zach Robinson sound like Matt Cassel circa September. Remember when he just did, like, run when he shouldn't run and right. throw when he shouldn't throw and deer in headlights? I didn't watch a lot of Zach Robinson, but that sounds like what he was doing.
Mark in Woking, England. I noticed that Zoltan Mesko was wearing number 14, but I thought that shirt was retired. Or does his number change after training camp? 14 no. is not retired.
No. Last year it was Little Poppy. Robert Ortiz.
Right. Robert Ortiz.
Nice.
Yeah, 14 is not retired. Kyle from Wakefield, New Hampshire, talking about that All Access show. I'm sure you all saw All Access the other night, especially Paul, considering he was on it.
That would be inaccurate. I did not see it.
I'm going to call you a media whore, but I feel like that would be offensive to whores.
I watched it. I was wondering what you guys thought of Bill immediately after being told the Bengals took Gresham, saying they were trading with Denver. Part of me thinks he liked Gresham and would have taken him at 22, but when the Bengals took him, he immediately just wanted to trade out of the pick. Do you guys see this as a possibility, or do you think he already knew he was trading down with Denver before he heard of Gresham's selection?
No lo sé.
I think it was a possibility.
I think it's possible.
But I don't know that for sure.
It's so ridiculous.
I mean, the company line is that he wanted McCourty. They didn't think anybody would take McCourty between, and they had the trade with Denver already worked out, right? That's kind of the company line.
Yep. Let's see. Bill Cleary writes in.
Well put, Andy.
Are we going to get a running back that isn't ready for retirement? At this point, it's a gaping hole in our offense. Thank you.
See, I don't see it as a gaping hole. I really don't.
Paul doesn't.
I just don't feel like it's that important. I don't.
It'd be nice to have that number one guy, but
I would
committee
love to
approach
have Adrian
has
Peterson,
worked.
Okay, I would love to have a guy.
Butterfingers Peterson.
LT in 06. I don't want to certainly take that guy at 5 like LT was taken, or 7 like Adrian Peterson. I don't want to devote that amount of a resource to get that guy. It's great to have. I just don't think in the long run there's that great a difference between having one of these, you know, upper-tier backs and just having a regular running game by committee. It's you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on this. And I didn't see that much of a difference between the 04 Patriots offense and the 03 Patriots offense. I know statistically there was a big difference. But I thought that they did whatever they wanted and won games. I thought defensively they were much, much better in 04 than they were in 03. Again, statistically, it probably didn't say that. The 03 defense created tons of turnovers, 29 interceptions, I think. They didn't have Corey Dillon in 03. They won the Super Bowl. They had him in 04. He had an otherworldly year. He was outstanding, couldn't ask for more, and they won the Super Bowl. I just don't see the difference.
Bill Berry, I don't know what he's referring to, but he says, as one of Vince Wilfork's 3,256 close personal friends, I'd like to say Paul is wrong. Whatever you're talking about, Paul is wrong. Unless he's right, although he never is, because Paul is wrong. I don't know what you're wrong about, but that's Bill Berry.
Whatever he's talking about.
It's harsh, though, no?
Your favorite.
I emailed him back. I was a little harsh for him, even for him.
But what's the reference to Vince Wilfork's friends?
I don't know. I didn't get the whole thing.
Is it a Twitter or a...
I don't know.
Vince Wilfork.
Facebook. You're into all those technologies.
Why would he have said Wince?
Wince.
When he
I don't know.
That.
Fred says
Wince
it all the time.
Wince Wilfork.
Wince Wilfork.
I don't...
Who was that?
Dick Patriots Enver. On defense.
No, that's...
Thomas,
no, that's
Brucey and Coleman.
That's Brucey.
Cricky.
Brucey.
Oh, yeah, Eric. You want to man up?
Speaking of Teddy Brucey.
Oh, about
mispronunciations?
Pat Pichal?
Yeah. Who all along you said, every time I asked you, it's Pascal, right, Eric? And you said, yeah.
As far as I knew, that's what it was.
Well, from what? From as far as you knew,
as
from
far
what?
As I knew, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's Eric. That's how
exactly.
it's supposed to be
exactly.
pronounced.
Pompous.
No, I'd never seen it spelled that way, but everything else that looks similar to that spelling is pronounced Pascal.
If he makes a team, I'm gonna say his name is Parsimonious.
And I wouldn't worry about it.
Why are you doing that?
It's easier to say.
Okay.
He won't be making the team.
Yeah,
he's not going to make the team.
Pichal.
He might not even make it to me.
Unless we get into full contact and suddenly he turns into like Marcus Allen.
Natron
and
memes.
Because he just can't catch and stiff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ivan is from Roseville.
He was so bad that he was getting chewed out by Ivan Fears, and then they went to some team drill, and he ran through the line, and he got chewed out by Dante Scarnecchia, who I rarely see out chew anybody out other than the O-line.
Stunned. I've never seen him yell at anybody but offensive linemen.
So... Pat had a tough second workout first day.
Ivan from Roseville, I didn't hear you mention this in your show. If you did, I'm really sorry. But did you know Teddy Bruschi's jersey was stolen from Roseville High School.
Yes.
Teddy Bruschi attended Roseville High School and paid for our new football field a few years back. This happened a couple of weeks ago, so the news is kind of old, but I kept forgetting to email you guys. As always, keep up the great work. What's the latest on that? Have they found out who stole his jersey?
I don't think so. I think this person would have known the latest had it been found. I think some people in the beginning assumed it might have been like one of those pranks or something. But
like
now
a,
I think
like a rival
yeah.
high school.
Now I think they just stole it. Somebody just stole it.
Well, keep your eye on eBay.
Why wouldn't Teddy give him another one? Paul's nodding and pointing at the TV. I don't know what that means.
I want you to turn around and look at the highlights.
But more importantly, did you know that
Watch
Teddy
Doc Rivers go
paid
go
for
bonkers.
Their football field?
No.
That's pretty cool. You know?
Well, he did once say that he had more loyalty to that high school than he did to the Patriots.
The Patriots, that's true.
Back in 03.
He really is everything but Patriots. He immediately has something negative to say.
I know.
He is unbelievable, Fred.
I know.
Wait a minute. Why can't I make jokes? It's like, what, are you the only clown on the show?
But wouldn't it be nice to have that type
clown
of...
is venomous.
to have that type of money to go back to your high school and buy them a football field?
I agree. Would be great. I think that kind of stuff is really cool.
Yeah, I would love to be able to do that.
It's like, I mean...
You
right.
could.
You want me to turn the
are
tables
kidding?
In?
I
well, which
phone
high school?
Calls when my college calls for $25.
Oh, I which college?
You want me to turn the tables for you, Andy?
When Tufts comes up, I never
How many of those fields has Robert Kraft been responsible for installing?
A lot. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's really cool.
Yeah. There's one.
How's
at,
that? Is that Patriots.com enough for you?
There's a Kraft field at
Kraft.
Not the football field.
They did one in Brooklyn,
soccer.
Tufts. They've done playgrounds.
Israeli.
One in Israel.
One in Jerusalem.
Yeah. Chelsea High.
Yeah. So.
Columbia?
I'm sure they've done stuff in Worcester.
I gave my high school
Kraft family
bucks.
Field at Columbia?
Yeah.
Right. Would you guys talking about ducking those phone calls when they're looking for $25?
I never answer them.
BU baseball has been hounding me.
Oh,
they
really?
Call me on my cell phone.
Sure, Hall of Famer.
You don't answer?
Well,
a Hall of Famer like you.
Oh, I do answer.
A fictional Hall of Famer
I answer
like
every
you.
Time because I don't recognize the number. I just pick it up.
See, your rules and mine are very different. When I don't recognize a number, I don't answer.
My cell phone
all I
very
know is that I
rings.
Paid for every penny of my tuition myself. And I'm not talking about my parents. Myself. I don't
owe
them a
penny. The hard way.
Okay.
Come on, the opportunity they gave you to wrestle.
Yeah.
Put on
like
the singlet
I said,
one more time.
I don't owe them anything. Let's see. Cormac is back from his honeymoon.
Mac!
Hey!
How'd it go?
Firstly, I want to thank Eric Paul, Anthony from Naples, Strippers, and everyone else for their fine Floridian recommendations. As you can see from the attached photos, I proudly wore my PFW T-shirt on draft day during my Caribbean cruise.
Nice.
Is it Caribbean or Caribbean, Eric?
I'd go with Caribbean. For
Caribbean.
Either or on that.
Caribbean cruise, which drew some curiosity from some Bostonians who didn't know about PFW, but now do, and also some evil jeers by Jets fans when they realized what it said on my shirt. Yes, I brought out my PFW big guns on the largest cruise ship in the world. Only the best for Team PFW.
Nice.
Sweet.
So what did I miss? Anything happen in April?
Nope.
I'm only kidding. I actually got to download the draft podcast and listen to them while away. Sounds like you guys had lots of fun and that Andy really hit with his mock draft. Well done, Andy. Eric, I know you love lubricants. By the way, there's a pic on PFW in progress that shows what could possibly be a tattoo on Eric's left arm. If it is, what is it? More than likely just one of those temporary henna tattoos he's using to try to look tough, or maybe he drew it himself. No, you have
what,
a cross, right?
I have a cross, that's
but
right.
But what picture on...
That's his
I don't
cross
know,
to
I'm
bear.
Trying to think of what picture has me in short sleeves on the...
No,
show
you,
on
I,
the
I
oh, training camp picture?
Yeah.
We were in the media tent,
right.
I think that might have
yeah.
been the... Well, yeah.
Why were you showing
I'm
off your
curious.
Guns
why,
in the media
why
tent?
Did you get
why were you
tattoo?
Rolling up sleeves?
No, I had like a polo shirt on like yours, and I think
what motivated you to get a tattoo? I'm always curious to hear these stories.
There's no,
that's a good question.
Money. You have a tattoo, Fred?
No.
You, Andy?
No.
You know, like, what was
no
going
amount
on
of money
when you said, hey, I'm going
to
get a tattoo?
One. I would.
I know. I pondered it for a long time. My dad had one from the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
So I always saw that growing up.
Yeah.
You know? Right.
He's a Marine.
It was a Marine Corps tattoo. It was like the bulldog.
Service. Right. They all have those. Yeah.
And I always saw that he had one, and I don't know.
So why don't you join the Marines?
So were you with other friends when you did it on your own? Was it
he thought about
Mark's?
It.
If you go to the tattoo parlor alone,
right. Paul's.
Be sure to bring
Paul?
Friends.
Paul.
Wait, you missed
Paul
the
has one?
You
no.
missed the St. Mark's.
Oh. No, it's like his mispronunciation of McCurdy. He does it on purpose now.
You caught on to that now,
have yeah.
you?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, thanks, Paul.
The St. Mark's.
So, no, you were on your own?
No, I went with a friend.
Friend?
Yeah, I forgot what he got, but. I don't know.
Carmani?
Just want to... No.
No.
I just always kind of thought it was cool, and I wanted to get something I always would want with me.
Where'd you get it?
Electric Ink in East Providence.
East Providence, yeah. Okay. It's reputable electric. Place?
Reputable, but yes.
Reputable.
That one's not one of those either ors.
Because it puts the word, like,
sounds like putrid,
putrid
in the
yeah,
right.
Like bad. You took a good word and made it bad.
Cormac goes on, I must say I'm a little disturbed that Andy's new man love. First, he starts asking a guy about having Brady under his center. Next, I hear him asking Gronkowski if he's always had soft hands. Geez, get a room, my friend. Can you actually imagine a room
or
with
get a
Andy,
sock.
James Sanders, Gronkowski, Bo Jackson, and
that's
Mendenhall
gross.
In it? It would be a ridiculous love fest.
I would
Anyhow,
need lubricant.
Andy, wait a minute, let's go over this again.
Lubricant.
Andy, Gronkowski,
James Sanders, Gronkowski,
and
Bo Jackson,
and
Mendenhall.
Mendenhall.
Oh, man. Wow. I'd throw in Sam Bradford, and he'll have a heart attack.
That would be just
die.
Limbs akimbo. It would be just...
Give me some blue pills and lubricant.
Yeah.
What's that, about 4 hours?
Anyhow, I'm excited about our draft picks and look forward to next season. I'm glad my fellow countryman Mick kept you entertained with his fantastic flapjacks.
Yes, they are tremendous. Yeah.
Stable Diet.
StableDiet.com.
And not as fatty as I first thought. As always, I reread what my wife read to me, and she was wrong.
So they
do a thing over there where it says, like, how much fat would be in 100 grams, even though the serving, the actual bar is 65 grams.
So it's a little bit less.
A little misleading. Yeah, it's like two-thirds.
Why don't they just put what it actually is? Because they only go by the hundreds.
Because they're drunk.
Chris from Stamford, I was wondering about the Pats rookie schedule. I know they're not expected in Foxborough until the next OTA, but is it against NFL rules for rookies to hang around and practice? Do they have to be under contract? For example, do UDFAs who have signed contracts have permission to attend practices, or does that matter?
They cannot be here at the facility.
And those are NCAA rules, right, I think? They're not NFL rules. I think they're... NCAA rules.
No, I believe they're NFL rules.
I think it's an NFL rule.
Yeah, I believe so.
It might be in conjunction with the NCAA.
Yeah. They have to take the 2 weeks or whenever their graduating class's graduation day is, whichever one is later.
Right.
Then they can come back.
The UDFAs do not have to sign a contract to be here, because some of those guys were tryout guys, like Buddy Farnham didn't have a contract when he was out there. The other guys, the Andrew guy... they didn't, and then they signed it, so they don't have to have contact.
Oh, did you find out who some of those other tryout guys were?
Andrew
Brewer from Northwestern.
Him. How'd you find that out?
Well, we listen to coaches when they say, hey, Andrew, better than this morning, Andrew. And then we, like, you know, you can go down the line. We're investigative reporters,
We have
Paul.
Investigative skills.
So you just went out and Googled every Andrew
I Googled
that was
Andrew.
Undrafted?
And started looking myself.
No, I talked to some legitimate sources, too.
You don't have legitimate sources.
Okay.
Hamza in Toronto. First off, thanks for the great draft coverage last week. I typically find the draft pretty boring.
Me too.
But I have to say, 6 hours of Andy saying, yes, I was right again, or Paul's, I never even heard of that guy, I've lost all interest, or Eric's, why does no one believe I work on the draft scouting too? And of course, Fred's rogue F-bombs and promises that heads are going to roll, and his best
Joe
Pesci voice were enough to keep me interested even through the seventh round. You know, I think that F-bomb really kept people hanging on for more. I really do.
Right.
It was
and you disappointed them by not giving us another one after that.
It kept me hanging on. I never knew what was going to come out of your mouth next.
That was a good little thing, though, Hamza. That was good.
Good email.
So now that it's all over, I'm starting to feel better, at least about the offense, perhaps a bit prematurely, as I am wont to do.
That's wrong with the no, Eric.
Where do you guys think we are with some of the key need areas like wide receiver? I realize that all draft picks are question marks at this point, but I feel pretty good about the receiver position.
Pretty.
You know, you guys said that Holt is D-U-N, but the guy did have 50 catches for 700 yards last year with David Garrard at quarterback. Maybe he can be Jabbar Gaffney for us this year. Add to that Edelman, Brandon Tate, Gronkowski, and Hernandez at tight end, and the new Price kid that Andy likes, but not in the gay way, of course. And I think we might have enough to hold down the fort until Welker gets back.
Should we answer that?
No, he's got certain words highlighted in blue. I'm not sure if there's like a hidden meaning there or something.
Eric does that a lot. He's big on the highlighting.
I'm far more concerned about our defense. We can't stop the pass again this year, and it costs us a playoff run. Bill will only have himself to blame. We passed up on a number of key free agents that might have helped and then walked away with a nickel corner in the first round. Problem is, might be too late to fill this need with a handful of free agent ex-Oakland Raiders. Sorry, Fred. I know you think we're going to sign several Hall of Famers before the season that will conveniently materialize out of thin air on September 1st, but I'm not sold on the Gerard Warren, David Patton to the rescue style of team building.
About Damian Lewis. Torrey Holt, he said, could he be Jabbar Gaffney? I think he very well could. The trouble is you're without Wes Welker. Mm. So now you need somebody to be Wes Welker. You know,
unless you think Edelman is that capable.
Yeah, no, I don't.
See, you're still missing the number two guy across from
Moss. The number one guy in terms of catchers, the guy who caught 347 passes.
Right.
Is absent.
You need another outside guy. And you're kind of missing that at this point, unless somebody
steps
forward.
That's my concern, is that same problem that we had last year because we lacked the balance.
Right.
I think still exists today. Now, Brandon Tate, maybe. I don't know. Taylor Price, Andy's guy, maybe. I don't know. We'll find out when we get out there and we watch training camp a little bit. And maybe we can, you know, Andy was pretty adamant right from the start at training camp last year that Galloway was struggling. And it was pretty apparent with all the time they spent together on the other field, Brady, Moss, Galloway, that things weren't going well.
Right.
So I think we'll be able to see some stuff pretty quickly.
PFW is always right.
Peter is writing in all the way from tiny Denmark. Heard you were talking
about. You got a pin in there?
Heard you were talking about OTAs. What exactly are they? Can they be anything such as meetings, training, et cetera, or are they certain restrictions? I've been a listener since late February and a very big fan. I think your show is awesome. Andy is the man. Your dirty humor is just the sort of thing Danes find funny.
We finally should
I go to Denmark?
We found the group.
Andy is big in Denmark.
The Danes.
He's big in Denmark.
You're big in Denmark.
What else is big in Denmark?
Skid marks.
What?
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 Wooden shoes?
No, that's Holland.
That's Holland.
Oh, that's Holland.
See, I can't think of anything that I say automatically Denmark.
Marijuana? Drugs?
No, that's Amsterdam, Holland.
Oh. What is Denmark?
Why
blondes?
Blondes?
Oh, the
Bucks
Denmark
blondes?
What was that? Volleyball team or something that one of those beer companies used was like the Swedish volleyball team?
I think it was the Swedish volleyball
Swedish
team.
Yeah.
Damn it!
Scandinavian.
Apparently Denmark is useless.
Right.
It's all offense to the emailer, but Denmark is useless. These are my people, and there's no reason to
have
them.
I never really thought of it,
people.
But you hear of things, you know, Swedish and
right.
Norway.
What's
but
Denmark?
You never hear of Denmark. Mm. You know, I mean, not the country, but
yeah.
Things pertaining
what
to
right.
Denmark.
Right. Ever bring to the world? Can you look up on their Wikipedia page, Doc, and see
yeah,
what
let's
Denmark
see what
has
Denmark's
to offer?
All about. Meanwhile, why don't we tell Peter what exactly OTAs are?
Organized team activities is what it stands
no
for.
No contact, no pads.
No pet. They
unless
can do
you
anything.
Work for Eric
it's like rookie mini.
As
like
long
rookie
as
mini
no
camp.
Contact.
Not supposed to have. You can. I mean, they're like they're practices with all the meetings and all the stuff that he said, but
no hitting.
No hitting.
And teams are allowed a certain amount of them per year.
Yeah, 14 total practices.
A few more with a new coach, I believe.
As many as 14. Right. New England's choosing to do 12.
Well, you can have a whole extra mini camp if you have a new coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And they take place in May and June. To, you know, scheduled to. You know, according to the
team. If the team wanted to, could they start their training camp 14 days early and use all those OTAs right in front of training camp, just make it longer?
But they couldn't hit.
No.
They would have to be like this.
No. I suppose.
Probably.
Kind of counterproductive.
A little counterproductive.
Yeah, I think that you use those for...
You install things.
To continue your installation process. You don't want to have any installing really going on in training
camp. You want to be hitting the ground running at training camp.
Plus, your guys would be kind of... burnt out mentally before you started actual contact in camp.
Right.
Okay. The reason why Fred Kirsch would be a terrible NFL coach.
I'm just I'm asking questions to elicit responses.
Why don't we play our regular season games all in August? Get them out of the way. Then we'll take 3 months off before the playoffs.
Is that Peter you said?
Peter
Miller.
From Denmark.
Yeah. The OTAs,
from useless Denmark.
The Patriots often
Andy Hart upsetting another country.
Don't
even get drunk.
Right.
You know, OTA is just kind of a fancy term. It's the Patriots refer to it as a passing camp. A lot.
Joe writes in from Bristol, Rhode Island. You know Bristol, Rhode Island?
Yes, I know Bristol, Rhode Island.
They have a parade, don't they? See, even that little Bristol has something, whereas Denmark has nothing.
Oldest 4th of July parade in the country.
Correct.
You don't know from Bristol.
I used to go to that parade when I was a little kid.
Of course you did.
But you lived on that street, right?
I was afraid of the clowns.
Clowns, I'm with you.
Ironic that you would end up one.
I didn't like the clowns.
Now, that's the kind of stuff that goes over big in Denmark.
Let's see. Joe has kind of a two-part question. First question, is there any interest in going after Jamarcus Russell?
No.
He gets released from the Raiders, thinking there might be potential to develop the hidden athlete in him?
No.
He's not an athlete. That's the
all
kicker.
He has is a strong arm. You know, who should go after him is like a circus, a freak, and do something where watch Jamarcus Russell, former number one
get down
pick,
on one knee and
throw it
ball.
Out of the arena or something.
You know,
that's
those
all that
you know those commercials
for.
They used to have with
Michael Vick
throwing it out of the stadium?
Yeah.
They could actually get him and they wouldn't have to splice up the footage or anything.
The other problem, the other problem with him is he has everything he wants right now. The big money that he got from Al Davis. He doesn't care about winning. He doesn't care about football. No, he doesn't care. He doesn't want to be an athlete.
We got an Ask PFW about that, and I just said in response, this is proof, and I'm not – this is, happens to everybody. This is not calling the emailer out or anything. But
a little bit.
This is proof that no matter who gets released by any team, Patriots fans will automatically want to pick him up, whether it makes any sense or not. You know, we have Tom Brady – so we don't really, you know, backup quarterback is not really a huge thing. And we have a guy who was good enough in Belichick's eyes last year as a rookie, undrafted rookie, to be the only backup really on the roster all year. And they're looking to pick up Jamarcus Russell, who has been arguably the biggest bust of this century.
See, Patriots fans, when they play Monopoly, they buy everything they land on. They just buy.
Well, that's
buy,
what
buy,
you should
buy.
Do when you play Monopoly.
That's this too. Is strategy. You don't buy everything.
You should buy everything in Monopoly. They're assets.
No, no.
You can always sell them Monopoly? Later.
You can't run out of money, though.
You can always sell them later.
Yeah. Well, what rules do you play by?
Fred doesn't play if you don't play the no-holes-barred way like his Wizards of Warlocks.
I play to win.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Second question by Joe. Second question by Joe. What rookie do you think will have an immediate impact on defense, Spikes or McCourty?
Oh, defense. Spikes. McCourty will have an impact in the kicking game.
I can't even say without laughing.
I can't. Brooklyn Matt, we were talking about Devil's Island earlier. He says, Devil's Island was off the coast of French Guiana, South America. If you recall, Papillon was French, and that's where...
He said it, not any of us.
That's where France sent their undesirables. God, Eric, you fail me again. I'm going to have to bust you down to pseudo-intellectual for a week for that miss.
Thank you very much.
That is another example.
A very astute point by the emailer. I'm sorry, what was the emailer's name?
Matt Brooklyn.
Matt in Brooklyn?
Vaults
into the Hall of Fame with that one.
Brooklyn Decker.
Good job. Well done, Matt.
Rod from Brookline actually sends us a picture of Eric's tattoo. And wants to know if any of us have a tattoo. And we don't.
I'm a little surprised you don't, Fred, given your wild and crazy background, the things you've done in college.
Given
and
his cosmopolitan
I can't
past.
Say that,
very good way of putting it,
I
Paul.
Can't say that I haven't thought about it.
I'm sure everybody's thought about it.
Wait, like present tense, recently?
No, you know, when I was in school
Fred,
in Florida.
Fred's like the guy, and you always talk about that Dos Equis commercial.
Yeah.
That's Fred.
The most
interesting
man
in the
world.
Right. You know, his mom has a tattoo that says... Son.
Those have got
Fred Kirsch.
Those have gotten funnier of late. The originals I thought sucked. The second wave of them is better.
I haven't seen this one. I laugh every time he says his mother has a tattoo that says son.
Oh, see, I thought you made that up, Paul.
No. That's
really one of them?
Yeah.
And then he does something just. What is he? They're much better.
It's the same guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't often drink beer.
He's
but
got
when
like
when
six
I
pages of Denmark
it's
over
here.
I think that's a good campaign. I like the most interesting.
It's funny.
In the world.
It is.
Very well
but
done.
But, yeah, I'm really surprised that you don't have, like, you never got into, like, one of those, you went on those, you know, big drunken binges, and then you woke up one morning and you had a tattoo, and you're like, where the hell did
Fred,
this come from?
Fred would be one, if he did have that, it would be one of those back of the shoulder blade. You know,
so he would never. So
no,
he might not know
I
he has
I
one.
I think
right
I'd get
the back.
It here. I get it right there.
You know, but I'm just saying, you woke up one day. And,
I won't tell people how where did I was
get,
pointing.
How did I get this tattoo?
You know what? Fred would probably never have noticed that he had one, though, until somebody pointed it out. Hey, I like your tattoo. What tattoo? The one on your back there.
I have no desire
of course,
they
couldn't
to get
see it
one
through all the hair on his back.
Because
keep going, Eric. You're on a roll.
the pain just he's now. Ain't that the pot calling the kettle black? But the pain would be too much for me to even. I couldn't even contemplate.
It's not that painful.
My brother was 16.
Don't be a wuss.
When he got caught with his, he had one on his leg that he had had for about 6 months at a time, and my father saw it when he was 16, and he absolutely exploded on him.
Yeah.
And demanded that he, quote, get it off.
What was it?
And it went on to the point where finally my brother had to say, Dad, I can't get it off.
Wow.
And that kind of, if I ever even wanted to have one, that would have been it for me because I would have had to be well in, you know.
Yeah.
An adult.
Probably out of college.
What did your brother get it off?
Northeastern Husky.
No,
good duck.
Good, but Yosemite Sam.
Yosemite Sam.
He's cool.
I would have told him to get it off, too.
What would you get, though, Fred, if you were going to get one?
Yeah, I don't know.
Butterfly.
I don't know.
Jake Steele.
I mean, if I would have had to get one, if I had to get one right now, it would probably like something to do with my
wife
or
sure.
something like that.
Oh, I thought for sure he was going with Patriots. The Elvis head.
Yeah. No, but when I was younger, I don't know what
High
I would
heart,
have
RKK. You know?
Fred Kraft.
I don't know what I would have gotten. That's probably why I didn't get a tattoo, because if you're not really into something, why get a tattoo? You know?
Yeah, I never.
Some of these guys, though, with the neck tattoos, you know.
Weird,
every, what
watching,
are you going to do when
I'm watching
50?
The Celtics series right
I know
now.
Know where
playing,
this is going.
Playing Cleveland. Delonte West. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Terrible.
Unbelievable. What yeah. a clown he looks like.
Who's the one with the dog on his shoulder?
The dog or the tattoo of himself?
It's a tattoo of a dog. Dog's head on his shoulder. Maybe it's I LeBron. Know. I don't know. But there's somebody that's got like a big.
Who's Shaq gonna, has actually gone out of control now.
He has a lot
he
of
He used
them.
To just have yeah. a few. Now it's both arms, sleeves, everything is like filled in all the way around.
Like, what is the psychology behind
it's addicted.
That?
It's definitely addicted.
You think so?
Because they all do. They just keep rolling into it. Now, you have to have disposable income and time and all that, but it's definitely addictive on some level.
The process of getting it or seeing it on you?
I think seeing it, but I think it's also a culture. They surround themselves with other people who are getting them, and everybody's getting
is that
them.
What,
and
that's what some of the players
yeah.
have told you.
Oh, they pretty much all of them that have a lot say it's definitely addictive. They don't know the exact science behind it, but when you finish one, you're already thinking about what the next one
really?
Is you're going to get.
They all said that. I remember reading
it's
the
a form
last,
of self-expression.
Last one. I don't get yeah. it. I don't. I guess it is a cultural thing because that would explain it. If you don't understand it, it's cultural.
Right.
I don't know.
Do you regret yours, Eric?
Oh God, no.
I mean, one of our listeners actually, Rocky, who
oh God, no,
works,
it's a cross.
Works
really
for
God,
Playboy. Playboy owns a company.
For
another another magazine called Inc. Magazine.
Isn't that
I-N-K.
The one that outed the? Yeah, the Jesse James's girlfriend or something
it
on the
might
cover.
Be, but
and,
they have pictures of people in there that head to toe.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's
especially the women when it's on their breasts and stuff. That that freaks me out. I don't
find it attractive in any way on a woman at all, and I think it just looks dirty.
Yeah.
Now,
but the boob even like.
I can definitely see it.
That's gotta hurt a little.
I mean, that
bit.
Takes something so beautiful and destroys it.
Bags of sand.
it must hurt like hell.
Yeah, seriously.
I can definitely see it.
Not for the tattoo artist,
but if you have implants.
The people that cover themselves, I think there's a difference. You know, like Eric has one. I know a lot of people that have them. I don't understand how you can cover your body with them.
Well, then
I don't get that.
That's the thing, though. The tattoo artist was telling me when I got mine, and I said, no, this is the only one I'm ever going to get because that's
be
the
back.
Only thing I want. He said, oh, yeah, no, you'll be back. You'll get addicted to it. You'll have a bunch by the time you're 30 or 40, whatever. No, I wanted this one. That's it. I mean, I've had this one for like 12 years now.
So you're pretty old when you got it.
Paul, maybe
it was
with
in my 20s.
Maybe with your love
Late
of 20s. Baseball, you yeah. should have the stitches of a baseball put on your balls.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
So we're going to have a ball and a bat down there?
It'd be more like a softball.
I was going to say I got Gronk on my penis, and it grows to Gronkowski when you see him.
And on the other side, it says Menden, and if it gets Hall.
Good.
This is taking a turn. We'll clean this back up and look at Denmark. What is Denmark famous for?
Like
the short answer is nothing.
Teapot over there.
Nothing?
I mean, there's like five pages of Wikipedia. Nothing is all that remarkable. Supposedly teenage world tennis rising star Caroline Wozniacki, one of those hot blonde young female tennis. But
they're known for their hot blondes.
I think the actual answer is Lars Ulrich, the Metallica guy.
He's from Denmark.
He's from Denmark.
Based on everything else in here, he's the most famous
Denmarkian
export from. I mean, they have all these weird foods that no one would want to eat. They just there's nothing.
Oh, so finally,
fishing industry, right?
Finally,
fish and something
down.
Else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think Wikipedia let us down. I think Denmark
saying, finally,
let us down.
Finally, Eric didn't let us down.
Don't
he didn't have
Morten
anything
Anderson.
To offer, but there was nothing to offer.
Wait, Morten Anderson's from there?
Yeah.
MacGyver?
No, NFL
Morten
player.
Morten MacGyver.
That's Richard Dean Anderson,
yeah.
isn't it?
And he's Canadian. He's an export, though.
Because he would be the biggest thing.
Morten
MacGyver
Anderson
ruled.
Would come out, and they forget the tea, and he goes, well, just give me a paperclip. Just give me a pen cap, and he'd make his own tea, you know.
There's a new movie. Do you see the comedy
based
on
Yeah, I don't see how
him?
They're going to stretch. A
MacGruber
tour,
or whatever?
You know, it's not that funny on – I mean, it's okay on Saturday Night Live, but they're going to make a 2-hour
movie out of it. Oh, I didn't know it was on Saturday
Out of what?
MacGruber.
First of all, if they followed that rule, all those movies would be gone for the last 15 years.
And that's right. Why very few of them
right.
were. Like, Wayne's World is probably, like, the most...
Yeah, what else is there?
How many actually worked?
Not the...
Night at the Roxbury.
Right, right.
No.
Just terrible that they had that soup to... Molly Shannon one there, that superstar.
Terrible. See it,
they're all like not even an hour and a half. Well, I mean, they're on the other side because they don't have enough material to stretch it out for a movie.
You watch the skit on Saturday Night Live, and you always say at the end, they could have cut that off about 30 seconds or a minute.
Then they expanded to a 90-minute movie.
Yeah, right.
It's like a Paul Perillo commentary.
Have you seen the video of this guy getting tased? This clown.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Who ran onto the field.
Guys
at the Phillies
been running
game.
On the field for years. Now we're tasering people.
I like the way. The guy looked. Did you see the picture they showed too? He was like this scowl, like Paul Blart guy, you know, blowing him away.
Idiot.
Tom in Haverhill.
Don't taser me, man.
Can anybody provide an update on
Tyrod Haverhill?
Right?
Haverhill. I knew you would get there.
Can anyone provide an update on Tyrone McKenzie and his recuperation from a torn ACL? I was initially excited to see him in a Patriots uniform and have not heard anything on him since being placed on the injured list.
He's fine.
We'll let you know at the end of May.
We'll tell you at minicamp what he looks like.
Do we know he had an ACL?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a year removed from it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Full year.
So he should be in playing shape.
Rob in Ottawa. Hey, guys, I think you made your point about the personnel required to play a style of defense. The Colts did not have a good run defense all year, and a big part of that was Bob Sanders being injured. When he was back in the lineup, they were a different defense, tough on the run.
Yeah, they also added Booger McFarland down the stretch of that season, too, up front, which helped. So personnel-wise, yeah, the email is right on.
Kind of ironic, too, that a 5'8 safety is the key to your running game.
He's a weird guy. A lot of people think he's wildly overrated.
In his
I don't.
Stomach.
I think he's a good player, and I think he makes a huge difference when he's active. Now, the problem with him is he's never active. He's always hurt. And
that's
because
he's a 5'8 player.
Don't figure he's a 5'8 physical force.
He's Ray Ventrone.
Rasmus from Useless Denmark writes in.
write that?
Yeah. Just to let you know, Morten Andersen, NFL's all-time scoring leader, is from Denmark.
MacGyver?
Well, Beer, Tuborg, Carlsberg, lots of them. Not sure if beer was invented here, but we sure drink a lot of them. Hans Christian Andersen, Caroline Wozniacki. Crap, is that the best
her.
I can do?
See, even he ran out of gas.
At least we have free health care at the low cost of only 70% income tax.
Oh, God.
Okay.
70?
Oh. Okay, I guess Denmark actually sucks. And I agree with Peter, also from Useless Denmark, that Andy's humor is very Danish. Must be the reason that he's my favorite,
he eats a lot
despite
of them.
The fact he's always being mean to Eric, the only guy who actually contributes with real football analysis.
That's not true.
Oh,
that's
idiot.
Wow, Andy's. Oh,
Eric,
Andy's all upset now.
Eric
Andy's offended as a former Division III linebacker.
I'm
offended.
Eric
now.
Well, you don't even know where the tight end lines are according to your boss.
Wait, did Danish come from Denmark?
Well, then there's the answer. A cheese Danish is phenomenal. That is the answer of what they brought the world.
They should really
Danish.
Cling to that.
And let's not forget, Morten Andersen is responsible for the Patriots, the first Super Bowl trip for the Patriots under the Crafts back in 1996. He missed a chip shot field goal that allowed the Jacksonville Jaguars to make the playoffs.
That's right.
And then Jacksonville beat Denver for the Patriots. They never would have beaten Denver.
Oh, wait a minute.
Patriots beat Jacksonville.
That wasn't Morten Andersen who missed that.
It was.
I believe it was John Carney.
How much you want to bet?
The game against the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Football analyst.
Yeah.
The New Orleans Saints versus the Jacksonville Jaguars?
I'll put
John Carney. Is that who you're talking about?
Who said anything about the New Orleans Saints?
Wasn't that the game you were talking about?
I'll bet you anything you want to bet that the last game of the regular season that allowed Jacksonville to make the playoffs in 1996, Morten Andersen missed a chip shot field goal.
Who was he playing for?
That's not important right now. I know the answer, but I'm not telling him. The football analyst should know.
Kansas
right?
City, right?
No. No. I will bet you.
He scoffs at you.
I will
no,
bet you
idiot.
Lunch.
No, you're an idiot.
No, Mesopotamia, you jerk.
No, I'm thinking
it was the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, you backed down so fast, you little pansy.
What?
I was thinking of.
No
I was no. I was thinking
no
of. The, I was thinking of the
Davios.
Saints.
I'm thinking Davios,
Jacksonville game when
of,
John
I'm
Carney missed the extra
my
point.
My fellow non-football analyst Andy Hart to join me for lunch, so you have
wow.
to pay for both of us.
Boy, one
way,
time,
that
one time
extra,
these people,
wow.
one time a reader Wait, maligns their football
the one
acumen,
talking
and they
about
got all
like
upset.
In the last 4 years.
Real sensitive
was
these
an extra
two.
Point, I mean.
Real
yeah.
sensitive these two fatheads.
It was a couple years ago. He's talking about 96. You're talking about 2006.
I know. I realize we were talking about a different
Listen,
time.
When you're a football analyst, you should know these things.
Yeah.
Respected Whoa. Analyst.
Wow. Mr. Media Whore getting all upset over here.
I'm not a media Eric whore anymore.
Rasmus says, onto
I'm
football.
Not a work media whore.
How do you spell analyst?
Onto football.
You know how you have to start it.
I'm very interested in hearing your opinions on Buddy Farnham. I know nothing about him.
Nor
I had to go to YouTube to find some video. Looks pretty good. But how was his performance this weekend? To me, he looks like a Wes Welker type of receiver.
He's bigger than Wes Welker. He's almost about 6 feet tall, close
is he
to 200
tall?
Pounds. Yeah, he looks smaller tall. On the field, yeah, but there were a lot of taller receivers out there.
I'm not so sure he is either. I saw that listing, and I said, that guy that I saw
but
out there didn't
every,
look 6 feet.
Every listing on a football roster is always bigger than it actually is, which is stupid.
For example, what were you listed at BU? Oh, listed, wait, you weren't on the roster.
No, I was listed at, like, I listed at
he
like
was,
5,
was
5'8", 175, and I was never that tall and never that bit, never that heavy.
Imagine that, 5'8", 175 is your, like, inflated.
Yeah. Let's see, Mick writes in from Ireland.
But the real stretch was with the K next to his name.
Since you were talking about
K/P.
Mr. Sensitive over here.
Since you were talking about tattoos, I remember here a famous Irish soccer player talking about his tats, and he has his kid's dates of birth in his arm, and he was asked where his tat to his wife was, and he said, they will always be my kids, and he is still married to his wife. What? I don't know.
They will always be my kids, but I may not always be married to my wife.
I think that's what he meant.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was going to be
so you don't do anything
someplace where she can kiss
right.
me or something like
that. Only she
I
sees
thought it.
It
was going to be a dirty one.
Right.
Like a Mendenhall one?
Right.
Yeah. Menden.
Tracy in Vegas says tattoos are less painful on areas that have more fat, like breasts in the butt.
Easy.
Tracy, come on.
The perfect canvas.
And more painful on areas where the skin is thinner, like the spine, ankle, and skull.
What about penis?
Tracy.
Well, that would be painful because obviously there's no meat on yours.
There was that guy that called Dennis and Callahan a few months ago and said he had one there, remember?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I still don't get that. Like, does, like, the person holding your penis in their hand and this is like,
that's kind of
just the mental image. Yeah.
Unless it's a female.
Unless it's a hot chick.
They wear gloves.
And then you're, like,
in which case it would
excited.
Hurt.
Excited.
In which case it would hurt.
Right. It'd be stretched to its max.
I can just see Andy in that predicament. He's like, I think it just moved.
In his predicament?
What am I going to do?
What am I going to do?
And what did it meant when my dick moved?
Chris from Stanford again. Hey, guys.
Sorry. Wait, Tracy didn't say if she had a tattoo or not. Did she?
She didn't say it, no.
Got to write us back, girl.
But she seems to know a lot about it, so.
Yeah,
sounds
girl.
So gay when he said girl.
Yeah.
When it, what was it? Your thingy on the singer. Why am I drawing a blank? Your girl.
Rihanna.
Yeah, girl. Didn't you write that in the post?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Girl.
You'll never live that one down.
Get well, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris from Stanford says, hey, guys, Demarkians? Really? What about Danish?
I was
said,
being stupid.
Did you really say Demarkians?
No, I said Denmarkians.
Like, as in jewelers?
I was being
That's
stupid.
That's Barmakians.
I knew it.
Thanks. There's always one clown that has to correct you.
I just can't believe no one else brought up Danish if it's really from there, because it's great.
Here's your girl Wendy Nix, Fred. You're a big fan. Talking about Tiger Woods.
Nah.
Yeah, why are we still – Tiger Woods has a press conference. We have to cover it in a still?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
No, just stop. Although I do like the T-shirts that I heard were out with him and Roethlisberger, the Dumb and Dumber T-shirts. Have you seen those?
No.
With story Roethlisberger about and who?
And Tiger Woods.
If I were them, I'd show up with T-shirts to say Rich and Richer.
Richer.
Let's see. Aaron from Virginia. Hey, guys, decent job today. Not Andy's best, but serviceable.
Go screw yourself.
No, screw you, Andy.
He's not.
That's what he wrote. I swear to God.
And he's not even from Denmark?
I have to say, I love the draft room
He's
videos.
Not a Danemarkian.
It was pretty cool to see the guys work the trades. I'm still trying to figure out what we might have done if the Arizona trade hadn't been completed so quickly. Looked like Bill had something brewing last minute, but once the Arizona deal had been done, he had to take it off the burner. I also agree Bill winced a bit when the first tight end went off the board. I'm actually kind of shocked that the Patriots would let these videos out. These videos don't reveal any real secrets, but the way the Pats play things so close to the vest, it just surprises me a bit. Anyway, I love these videos, and I hope we see more stuff like this. P.S. Papillon was from France. Devil's Island is around there, I think.
Well, no. You were right.
Right,
in the
first
right country.
Right, wrong.
Right, and as wrong as we
but
were.
But really, you should see Papillon. You would like it.
Okay. The first thing I'm going to do, apparently I need to see, is when I get home and have high-speed internet, is watch this all-access clip.
It's right on Patriots.com.
I know where it is. I can't watch it here.
I watched
It'll be a slideshow, and I won't be able to tell if it's a wince.
That's true.
I don't know
if you ever heard the
bandwidth issues.
Whatever is
the going players
on.
Championships coming players up. Players championship Woods. First week of May.
Sam in Chicago wants to know when the next practices are coming up.
End of May, 24th, I think, through the 27th.
Okay.
And then three separate periods in June.
And Francis from Hawkesbury, Ontario. As we
Hawkesbury
all know,
Hawks.
Last year the Pats drafted Edelman in the seventh round. I know he wasn't a good enough QB to become one in the NFL, but why would the Pats draft a quarterback who's never played wide receiver before in his life instead of drafting a wide receiver who's played the position since Pop Warner football? Don't get me wrong. I love Edelman, and I think he will improve again this year and fill in well for Wes Welker. But still, what indicates to an NFL team that this quarterback could run routes and catch the football? Other players have made the transition too, like Antoine Randall and Matt Jones. I just don't get why teams wouldn't just draft a regular wide receiver instead.
Because they like a certain player's athletic ability more than another's, and then if they work out the guy and they see that he actually has some potential, then they know what they're getting.
Yeah, it's a good question, though, because you have to figure there were established wide receivers available still if they wanted that specific position. They did, as Eric says, work him out. They worked Edelman out as a receiver. So they had an idea of what he might be able to translate to, but I can tell you with certainty that even when they drafted him, and this is from talking to Julian about it, they basically told him, we're taking you. We have no idea what we're going to do with you. Just get up here for minicamp and we'll figure it out. So I don't even think as late as last April they knew for sure he would be a wide receiver, but they thought there was something about his skill set that intrigued them, so they took him. It was a seventh-round pick.
In hindsight, it's a good thing that they did because they needed him at that very position.
Well, it turned out to be a good evaluation, too, because, obviously he could do it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a running quarterback. He was an athlete quarterback.
He
wasn't a drop-back passer.
Right.
There is zero chance that he would have ever gotten selected as a quarterback.
No, but I'm saying he was a playmaker with the ball in his hands, so you find a different way to get the ball in his hands, whether it's a run. It happens all the time. I mean, there's a lot of guys that play positions because of their team's need or their skill set or whatever. So I don't think it's quite – I mean, they do it all the time with guards and tackles and centers and safeties and linebackers and corners. It's kind of part of the process.
Or even like these basketball players that they think –
right.
You know, Antonio Gates. What made anybody think he was going to be a great tight end?
Why would you take Jimmy Graham over the tight end at Tufts? The tight end at Tufts has played tight end all his life. He hasn't played basketball.
The Dallas Cowboys used to be famous for drafting players in other sports and trying to turn them into football players based on that kind of potential.
Tim in Baltimore says, good discussion about the importance of stopping the run versus establishing the run, but I think the most important question is the difference between giving up big plays versus getting big stops in the red zone. I think with the bad tackling in the secondary coupled with the potential Yertle the Turtle starting at inside linebacker, this defense has the potential to give up some big plays this year, but I think we'll all be pleasantly surprised with how well this team performs in the red zone. I don't care if we are last in yards allowed as long as we're in the top 5 points allowed. Another thing.
Hard to do that, just so you know.
But if we're in the top 5 points allowed, we'll probably be pretty good.
Yeah, I'll agree that it's more important to be in the top 5 points allowed.
Another thing, since we have a punter from Transylvania, can we call him Vlad the Impunter? Did he actually spend time in Transylvania?
Well, Romania.
Well, I know, but there's a town in Romania.
Oh, I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
Has he ever been there?
We'll have to ask.
So, all right. Let's see.
Yertle the Turtle Brandon Spikes? Is that who?
Yes,
that was?
Myrtle. Myrtle the Turtle.
Is that what
Myrtle,
they call him?
Who's Myrtle the Turtle? And I don't know who Yertle the Turtle is either.
Just assume they're taking a shot at
his speed. But is Myrtle the Turtle not a famous turtle?
I don't know.
Brooklyn Matt says, 4 years ago, 60 Minutes did a piece showing how people of Denmark are the happiest psychologically and most content of any country.
Because they've given up trying to compete. And
right.
Once you're not
that's
competing.
What he says. The good health care system in that the citizens don't devote much attention chasing after wealth or material possessions.
And they have hot blonde women, right?
I mean, apparently.
To me, I would put hot blonde women on top of the list of why they're happy.
Let's see. Aaron says,
or
check
pastries.
Out.
And Danish.
As
they pastries. Start every day with a cheese Danish. I mean, a hot blonde and a cheese Danish. I'd be happy, too.
Aaron says about tattoos, check out Deshaun Stevenson on the Mavericks. He has Abe Lincoln on his throat with big number fives on either side. He also has the Pittsburgh Pirates P on his face backwards, so when he sees it in the mirror, it is correct.
Oh, dear God.
Why the hell would you have Abraham
we
Lincoln
have a winner.
On his throat?
Wasn't Abe Lincoln one of those dirty
yeah, I was just thinking that.
Urban Dictionary things?
Oh, it might be.
Where you do the thing.
You know,
Stop.
You always know where the line is.
All I said was
stop
the, and the. I didn't say anything. I actually said nothing.
You know what you were doing.
Bad Kevin writes in, Dear Fred, Paul, Eric, and D-Bag, it's been a while since I wrote in, and I want to tell you guys, especially Eric, what a fine job you did with your draft and post-draft coverage. During one of your podcasts, you were discussing the AFC East, how competitive it is. D-Bag argued that last year the Patriots were the clear odds-on favorite to win the East, and this year it is a three-horse race. I know that Fred would say that you can't tell how good a team is until after the season's over, but what do you guys feel the Patriots will finish this year? Record, in-division, playoff, and the possibility of Super Bowl.
Oh, boy.
It's a little – we don't usually do this until
training camp.
10-6, second, wild card, no chance of the Super Bowl.
11-5, tied for first, wild card, no chance of the Super Bowl.
9-7.
Wow.
Second.
Well, Eric jumped ship.
But he's the football analyst, so 9-7, carries more weight.
Second, no playoffs.
No playoffs.
Not this year, no.
No playoffs.
Not this year.
Very negative.
They win a playoff game this year. That's it.
Whoa, Mr. 16-0, hand us the trophy. The best you can do is
they win a playoff game.
I didn't say that this year.
I'm going to tell you something.
You didn't say this year?
You're worrying me. You're the homer. You're supposed to be way above.
Out of all the predictions, the one that worries me the most is Fred's.
You can't
even
though
he has
muster
going
up
further
AFC
than
title.
Any of us, if that's all you can muster,
it's over. Reality has set in here in Foxborough.
Well, you know,
Homer Kirsch has jumped ship.
But next
year,
next year is when it all comes together.
Oh, next year is a good year to win the Super Bowl.
When Brady's in San Francisco?
No, he's going to. Don't worry about it.
Next year when there's no season?
Let's see. Nana wants to know, is Eric an analyst or a therapist? I think Eric did a good job today analyzing the weekend's OTAs. Also, I appreciate his therapist-like thoughts on the subject of why people get tattoos. Fred, I suggest...
What about Rihanna?
I suggest that he get the title of analyst therapist or anal rapist for short. Yeah. Oh. See, he fooled me.
That's an old. That's
no,
a
Sean Connery.
Yes,
that's an rapist.
That's an Arrested Development joke. So he stole that. Oh. He didn't even credit where he got the joke from. But
okay,
I think it's a Saturday Night Live joke.
But I actually saw it in an old episode of Three's Company back in the '70s. But
and Fred actually thought it up.
Right, and Fred had the idea for it first.
Have a meeting. I just got a notice. John in South Carolina.
At 1:50, you have a meeting?
At 2.
For what? Tell me this important meeting you need to go to.
Is this another one of your doodle meetings?
Company secrets.
You'll be doodling?
What is
proprietary information?
I can't say.
Who's it with?
You know, our guests are back in the studio. Fred's a very, very important man in the organization. He's not like us peons.
It's true.
He has things that he actually has to do. Doodles in the background in important meetings.
We've all been trying to figure out why.
I asked every one of you to go to PFW Online and give me suggestions to make it better.
And, oh, no, you didn't.
And
you gave me the same suggestion that I said, for instance.
I didn't know if that was the same page that you told me on.
Every page I tried to go to, it asked me for my login info, and I don't have one.
I emailed you about the international subscribers.
I thought you were looking for mistakes.
Anything.
That was the only mistake I
improvements.
Found.
Mistakes or improvements.
Okay, my bad.
And I sent you one. We got to improve the whole system. Can I come up with that?
Well, you can.
Every time people renew, they're given a new login number that they have to activate. They can't keep their same pat. Like, you shouldn't have to update everything if you renew your subscription. It should roll over. You should be able to have the same continued access.
I didn't even know that was
It's asinine case. That people have to call Carol, ask why it won't work. That's a suggestion. Fix the stupid system.
You asked.
You asked. You're going
to
get it.
Don't ask a question you don't want the answer to.
John in South Carolina, is there any way of purchasing game film from the team? I know this is lame, but I've started to watch old football games to wind down before I go to bed.
Oh,
You're
boy.
Right, that's lame.
There's other things you can do.
Andy would say, just bring a sock.
Watching the TV games gets...
Don't accidentally put it on, though, late.
Watching the TV games gets annoying because the camera's always following the ball. I want to watch what the line is doing. Or the routes and what the other receivers are running.
That would put
you
to
sleep. Is there any way game films from the Patriots? I understand I would have to pay if it's even possible. No.
No.
Sorry.
He's looking for the all 22
angle. Keep dreaming.
Yeah.
We can't get it.
Yeah. So, anyway. Mike writes in, do we have any interest in Gerhardt? Why or why not? He seemed like he could have really helped out, but I haven't really heard.
He's a Viking.
Anyone talk about any interest, if any, that we had?
Fred had interest.
The fact that he didn't go until late in
Teddy
the draft
Bruschi
for
like
him
it.
Left me wondering why we didn't snatch him up.
When did he go?
He
was second round, wasn't he? Late second round to the Vikings?
I don't think it was.
Was it early third?
It might have been third.
It was no later than
I didn't
third.
Think it was late. I don't remember thinking it was late.
Doc, do a quick search on that before we get off the air.
For me, late would have been seventh
because
I had him honed in as a sixth.
Well, you were wrong again. That's why Eric is...
No, actually, I was right.
Eric has taken the mantle once again of...
Dead on. He was drafted as a fullback.
He wasn't drafted in the sixth round, so you were dead
I
wrong.
I didn't really have him in the sixth round, you idiot.
Dead wrong.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Let's see. Oh, boy, someone's using a bad word.
To describe Eric or me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, both?
James writes in, he says, here's my Pats tad. He gives us a picture. And it's funny you're talking about him. I got a new one on my forearm yesterday, and it hurt like I don't hurt easy. I'm a Marine. So,
who's this?
It just happened. You know, I guess if you get in that one place that where the skin is thin.
Well, everybody always says when they get the wraparound ones that like the back underside of the arm is a sore spot.
You must have killed Eric where the skin is thin.
See what you did there, Paul. Good.
Good, Paul.
Joe from Bristol again. Just for the record, I do not like Jamarcus Russell. I just wanted to see your take on it. Personally, I think it would be a huge mistake.
I don't think you'll have to worry about it.
Yeah. I mean, he is the opposite of everything the Patriots would want in a quarterback. The exact opposite.
Lazy.
Oh, God.
Not accurate.
Yeah. Right.
Doesn't go through progressions.
Football's not important to him.
Football's not important. Everything. There's nothing about him that would appeal to the Patriots.
Brooklyn Matt says, Fred, Transylvania's a town. It's an entire country between Romania and Hungary. I thought it was part of Romania.
Well, we got a map up there. Look.
Transylvania.
Maybe it changed. Maybe it broke off.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's not a country
anymore.
I think
Brooklyn Matt, he listens to the show, then he goes to Wikipedia and then, you know, looks his stuff up.
That's
he makes
okay.
it like he knows everything.
We need people to call us on our idiocy at times.
In Brooklyn Matt's defense, we do... have Eric on the show. He's supposed to.
He's like a
he's supposed to educate
Wikipedia.
Us, right? But you don't. You let us down.
St. Mark's failed you.
All right. Yeah.
They did.
St. Mark's
grand
did.
Can never get back.
Mikey Vandalism. What's up, guys? Just checking to see what's good. Looking back at the draft, it hasn't completely settled in with me. My question is this: with 12 picks we had in the draft, we couldn't select one running back to challenge Maroney, who has been unimpressive to this point, or the rest of the 30-plus backs on our roster. That perplexes me, and was wondering if you think this stable can make it through healthy another year.
No.
Maybe Paschal can be that guy to push the other backs on the roster, but time
don't count
tell.
On it.
No, maybe Green Ellis. He's the young gun with potential.
And he's shown that he can do it at this level.
Well, that's the thing that someone in SPFW that I'm working on today said running back is the biggest need after the draft. They didn't draft one, biggest need, and I'm thinking – at running back, whatever you think of Maroney, the lightning rod of criticism, every guy in the backfield has proven they can do it at certain times in their career as a Patriot. For short stints, long stints, whatever. Green Ellis, forced into duty, produced on the football field. Name to me all the outside linebackers who've proven they can do it. They got nobody there. You might not like what they have at running back, but they have nothing at outside linebacker virtually. That's, to me, the big difference.
Beyond Tully... seriously, nothing. In no guys that have really ever played defense on a consistent basis.
In the old days, running back would be a problem. When you were a stacked roster, looking to upgrade a position. You need to fill a huge void at outside linebacker somehow with youthful potential or a veteran you don't have yet, one of Fred Kirsch's June 1 stud signings, whatever it is. You have a hole there that, especially when you add in the defensive end, that you don't know if Warren or Damian Lewis is going to be great. You got a hole there.
Gerhardt was round 2, 51st overall.
He did go in the second round. Okay.
I thought he went.
So you were even more wrong than even before we
No. See, I'm right. I'm right. Because he's going to be a bum.
See, I don't know how saying he's going in the sixth round, he goes in the second round.
He didn't say he was going in
the sixth
round.
First of all, I didn't really say he was going in the sixth, but wherever I say
he
was valued will be played out over the next 3 years of his career if he gets that far.
Gerhardt has it. He's going to be fine. Let's see. Scott writes in, can we kill the 3-4? There are too many teams trying to run
for that, Ben,
a 3-4 with not enough quality players to run it effectively. It is now time to go back to a 4-3 so we don't have to look for the needle in the haystack linebacker every year. It's just simple supply and demand.
And then when we find the damn needle, he's broken. Kindle.
Yeah. I don't know how they've been able to do it for 25 years now. The Belichick defense,
and
Parcells,
Belichick,
and all these other guys. I don't know how they've been able to find these players for so long. I mean, back when they first started doing it, everybody was running a 3-4. The whole league was 3-4.
And they had LT.
No, I understand
that's
that.
How they did it.
They got lucky. Like they did with Brady.
Okay. They got lucky for
they happened to get
plus.
The best.
Generation, even.
A lot of people talking about this article on The Onion about Belichick's rookie initiation. I didn't see it. Yeah.
Doesn't The Onion mean it's fiction?
It's fictional.
It's a joke.
Was I don't even
satirical.
Look at it.
Was it funny?
It's okay.
Just okay?
Yeah.
What's the joke?
About making them go through the desert and giving them canteens or something, and it's just how he, you know, how he treats rookies. It, nothing really.
Which part's
so ridiculous?
It's a little ridiculous. Not in the minute.
That wouldn't
way.
Fly in Denmark.
Brooklyn Matt, what? Listening to every word we say. I'm the firstborn of two valedictorians of their respective high school who met at Brown University grad school.
That hurts. It.
Jealous,
that,
Eric?
That's did gonna, everybody that, that's go
gonna,
to Brown but Eric?
Wikipedia,
that's going to leave a mark.
Please. So he's the firstborn of them. That doesn't mean he's as smart. You know, a lot of smart people have dumb kids.
Look at your parents.
That's right.
Oh.
You can tell he's biting his tongue a little bit.
Is.
He wants to say something really mean and personal to you.
And for some reason, when there's just 100,000 people listening and we don't see them, we can say anything we want. But when there's actually a studio audience, Fred's going to session.
Lynn in South Dakota, I'll keep this short. I wouldn't let Jamarcus Russell be the guy on my sideline that tosses the ball out to the ref.
It's true. You'd have so many delay of games because he'd miss them.
So... people weighing in.
Yeah, no. I don't. He may not get a second shot.
No,
I wouldn't give him a second shot. I mean, I wouldn't even bring him in.
Nope.
With a minimum contract as a backup, I wouldn't even.
I'd give him.
I don't think there's anything there.
Football team, I'd take a look.
You know like,
why? A short field where you could have quick passes and accuracy. Everything he can't do.
You know, like
why would you ever do that?
There's
take
been a
him
lot
to Canada,
guys,
maybe where the field's bigger, wider, and you have more time. I don't know.
There's been a lot of guys that David Carr. I absolutely would have taken a second shot on him. After his Houston.
Oh, I see how it is, Paul.
oh, God.
Oh, man.
The white guy gets a second chance.
Alex Smith right now. I would definitely be willing to give him a second
I see how
shot.
It is, Paul. Andre
Russell.
Woodson, Jamarcus Russell, just go away.
Andre Woodson was the seventh round pick. Achilles Smith I would have given a second shot to.
Oh, good.
Didn't he get, did he get a second shot somewhere?
No.
So what's the lesson here? Black quarterbacks get a chance once every decade and a half.
I would have given him a second shot. I don't know.
Randall Cunningham? I would have given him a second shot.
I wasn't aware that Donovan McNabb needed a second shot.
Well, he does now because Andy Reid agreed with me and decided he was the most overrated player on the planet.
Yeah. Strippers wants to know, Adrian Peterson versus the Patriots on 10/31.
Right.
Will he be over or under 120 yards?
It's way too early to give that. But
we don't know.
I'll say under.
I'll say under.
And over two fumbles.
Very rarely does Bill get beaten by a singular force like that. That's so obvious. We have to shut this guy down. Not impossible, but I'll say.
Greater question will be Gerhardt over or under three plays.
I'll be interested to see because, you know, Adrian Peterson had a rough playoff, you know, with the fumble.
That's saying an understatement.
Putting it mildly.
And he could be damaged mental goods.
Psychologically, I'm wondering where he's at.
Luckily,
right now.
They didn't draft someone who's going to push him and he'll feel, you know, insecure about his job.
Well, maybe they
drafted a legitimate running back.
This is going to be an interesting bet to see play out if Toby Gerhardt actually plays or even, dare we say, starts when they play the Patriots this year.
We'll see.
All right.
Fred will not let you hear the end of that if that happens.
If they want to pound it and they start in an I formation.
All right, well, that's going to be it for this edition of PFW in Progress. We will be back on Thursday with another show.
Thank you, William.
Anything going on between now and then that people need to be
Wednesday
aware of?
Yeah, Wednesday will happen.
All right, make it through Wednesday. We'll see you on Thursday.